Bill, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. That's Bill Giles, legendary weather presenter. Jake Yap is coming up a little bit later on. I tell you what, later, Ron, is going to be precisely about kind of 8 minutes, really.
About 8 minutes. Thanks for that.
Go on then, help yourself to a fig roll.
That's very kind of you. I have to check the packet. Bill Giles, I talked to him the other week, and he told me that they're trying to harness the power of the jet stream.
No, that's what he was just... Oh, you weren't listening.
Is that what he was saying? No, of course I was. I was trying to get my show ready.
No, he was saying, he was saying about how it would be difficult to harness the jet stream.
Oh, it's all difficult.
Exactly. Young people, go out, get a large net, harness the jet stream.
Exactly. In terms of the show, which is not John Holmes, just like...
No,
you're
I know,
Julie
just
Hartley
like I'm
Brewer.
Not I'm not Julie Hartley Brewer.
Right. Well, I'm not John Holmes, and join me from one. That's my concession.
That was very
John
good.
John from one.
One.
We've got spurious bank holiday news, including a nettle eating contest. We're going to talk to a
Nettles
champion.
Nettles are delicious, though.
Raw?
No, not raw. Exactly. I wouldn't want to do that. No.
DIY and craft beer tasting. Live.
Lovely. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Great combo.
More, yeah.
And
when
holiday
are you doing
homes,
that? What time are you doing that?
I can't remember.
Oh, really?
It was about half past three.
Is there any here yet?
I don't know if the guys arrived. It's going to be quite exciting. We're going to be putting up a shelf and trying craft beers.
At the same time. I'm not sure whether that's a recipe for disaster
It'll
or not.
It'll be fine. You know what? It'll be absolutely fine.
Do you know what?
Fine.
I did a picture screw, picture nail the other day. And I was thinking, I love it. I'm very good at DIY.
Are you?
I'm not bad at all. I've put up shelves. I've done all sorts of things. Yeah, I'm quite good at that.
You know
of
which
stuff.
End of the raw plug goes in your mouth and everything.
You don't put a wall plug in your mouth, for goodness sake. What are you
doing?
That's
where I've been going wrong.
No. You drill a hole. Make sure that you drill a hole. Don't drill it above anything that looks like an electrical socket or any of that nature.
Top tip.
But yes, that is a top tip. No, knocked it in anyway. Off the wall came off. Anyway, but they have things like that. I tell you what, I'm going to say thank you very much because we have to go. Jake, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. That's it from me. Have a lovely bank holiday Monday. Bye. Talk
Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition. To stop men dying from prostate cancer. To help stop prostate cancer from being a killer, search Men United now.
You're Philip of Grout Expectations Tiling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf, I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, police have urged anyone who's taken a form of ecstasy known as MasterCard to seek medical attention. It's after the death of a teenage girl who'd taken it during a night out in Greater Manchester. Tens of thousands of families are being told about doctors' plans to withhold life-saving treatment from their loved ones. Research by the Royal College of Physicians found the equivalent of 40,000 do not resuscitate orders were imposed in England without a discussion with the patient. Lisa Seagroat only discovered a DNR order on her mum's notes after she died in 1998.
One in five people are still not being consulted, so therefore things haven't changed, or maybe they've changed a bit, but they clearly haven't changed enough to make sure that people who should be consulted around these decisions are being included in that dialogue.
A man taken into custody by Police Scotland has died in hospital. 33-year-old Stephen Chesney became unwell in Motherwell yesterday. An investigation has now opened. A Labour councillor has become the third person to be suspended by the party over the anti-Semitism row. Ilyas Aziz, who sits on Nottingham City Council, shared posts online, including one suggesting Israel be relocated to the US. Restaurants could be banned from slapping service charges onto bills as part of a crackdown on tipping. They've been urged to hand over all tips to workers. The business secretaries even warn the government's prepared to introduce new laws if necessary. Dave Turnbull from the Unite Union thinks that's inevitable.
Employers have had quite sufficient time to get their act together, and clearly they don't want to do it. There's so many unethical practices out there that probably it does require legislation now for customers and waiting staff.
And in sport, Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says he'll probably be the last to know if they're crowned Premier League champions tonight. Instead of watching rivals Tottenham's clash with Chelsea, he'll be flying back from Italy after lunch with his 96-year-old mum, Renata. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Talk Radio.
Unloading 9 bags of shopping from the car in one trip? Surely not! You take a sip of Lucozade Energy and realize, I can do this. 9 is nothing. Load me up, you cry, striding up the garden path before unlocking the front door with your chin. Lucozade Energy. Find your flow.
Well, good afternoon. It's not John Holmes. It's Jake Yap in for John Holmes, this Bank Holiday Monday. And obviously it's lovely to be here. I'm going to try to replicate, the John Holmes experience as closely as I can. In fact, in a faintly megalomaniacal way, he's sort of insisted on having a presence here this afternoon. So we're going to be playing a game, called Holiday Holmes a little bit later on. But first things first, it's just not a John Holmes show without a guitar-based rock bed. So I've tried to... I've tried to sort of keep that cool, edgy, rock-based guitar vibe going. So let's do it now. Here we go. Minutes after one. Does that sound like John Holmes? That sounds like John Holmes, right? 3 minutes after one here on Talk Radio. That's a lousy impression. It's great to be here. It's lovely doing a cover show. I got a pep talk last week from Denny the Boss in the office, who said, just remember, this is the last time you'll do this. And I said, okay, why is that? And he said, well, because if you do it well, John Holmes is never going to let you come and do this again. And if you do it badly, we'll never offer you an extra shift ever again. So either way, this is the last time you're ever going to be doing this. So thanks very much for that, Denny. It's great to have that vote of confidence, really. In all honesty, I'm a bit shaken, generally. I'm a little bit shaken because... I had an awful experience yesterday where I inadvertently... okay, well, here's the thing. I went to this shop, right? It's a vegan shop to buy some vegan food. And I was just about to sort of buy my lunch in this vegan shop. And this massive group came in, all talking together. It was like 15 people. And they all came in and they were all buying vegan puddings. And I sort of got talking to them because one of them said, excuse me, are you a comedian? And I said, is the haircut that bad? But she recognized me. She'd seen me doing stand-up. And I said, well, yes, I am. I am a comedian. And she said, so we got talking. And I said, so what? Why are you all here? Do you all know each other? And she said, oh, it's a meet-up. I thought, how awesome. And she said that they'd just been to eat in a vegan restaurant. They'd had their vegan lunch and now they were coming to buy vegan dessert in this vegan shop. And I was like, how cool, a vegan meetup. So I was doing all these jokes, sort of saying, oh, you know, I'd love to get invited to a vegan meetup, but, you know, I never do. You know, maybe it's the smell. I was sort of doing group self-deprecating jokes about this, you know, how much vegans smell. We don't really smell, but, you know, I was just trying to be a bit funny in a sort of, oh, aren't we all hilarious and weird and saying, and I could see the woman looking at me in this kind of like, I don't know, you know, I just kept thinking, why are these jokes not landing? I mean, they're not great jokes, but she's not chuckling. She's not smiling. And it was only after they left that the owner of the shop explained that it wasn't a vegan meetup. These people hadn't got together as a vegan meetup. It was an LGBT vegan meetup, but she hadn't told me that. So I was making all these jokes about, oh, the smell and you know, and this poor woman, like I was including myself in that Venn diagram. Anyway, what I'm telling you is it's been a really lousy weekend so far, but it's a bank holiday weekend. That's the point. And what I was wondering was what sort of banal things are you doing today on Bank Holiday Monday that are still better than going to work? Like, a case in point. Today, I cleared out all the vintage, let's call it vintage, hummus pots in my fridge. You know where you end up with, like, a smear of hummus left in a pot? I threw all of those away today. It was still better than going to work. Let me know what banal jobs you're doing that are still better than going to work. 87222. Start your text message with the word talk. Or you can ring us up. By the way, that costs you 25p plus your standard network rate. But it's a bargain because, it's infamy forever, isn't it? Or you can call us 0844 499 1000. And that's cheaper. That's 7p a minute plus your access charge. But, you know, as I do like to say, if 7p is a concern to you, you probably shouldn't phone us. You should probably keep hoarding those pennies. We're going to talk about piggy banks later on. Apparently, according to a story in the papers today, parents keep raiding their kids' piggy banks, which is a bit awful, isn't it? Anyway, it's a delight to be with you. With all of that in mind, I thought I should start. I've sort of come in all guns blazing, really. I think Denny's pep talk has put fire in my belly, and I normally do the Sunday breakfast show, and if you haven't heard it, I mean, A, what's wrong with you, and B, right now, why don't you go to talkradio.co.uk and don't listen to this, listen to the Sunday breakfast show. You can listen again on the website, but it's kind of a ghetto. Like, Penny Smith, I think, will attest to this. In fact, she sort of hinted at it, that, you know, we do the breakfast shows at the weekend, me and Penny, and, you know, we don't see people in the office very much. We're sort of kept away. And, you know, I've been trying to get some attention in a slightly sort of needy way. And I thought what I need is like an on-air beef. I need a spat with someone else on the network. So I wrote a sort of rap I threw down, as only British white middle-aged men can do, with pretty much everyone else in the schedule, because I thought, you know, one of them will bite. And the thing is that not one of them has bitten yet. And I'm assuming that John Holmes will probably listen to this show in that sort of rather needy way, wanting to make sure that it's not as funny as him, and so far so good. But this is this is where I'm going. I'm putting my stall out right now. I'm throwing down. Here's my beef rap for Talk Radio.
Jeff is the king.
Yes.
Of Talk Radio.
You know.
Everyone else is dry.
Come on.
So they best go.
Let's start with beef for breakfast. Yes, you, Paul Ross. Been on the LBCs as if I give a toss. And he's had his own show on the BBC. And he had his bum examined on the high TV.
Oh.
I have beef with him. No belief in him. I tell you what, I'm gonna kiss my teeth at him. So, Paul Ross, if you think this is all just a lark, I'll see you in the TalkSport car park.
Jake Gatz is the king of Talk Radio.
Bow down.
Everyone else is dry. So they best go.
All all right, there's something to her, to Mrs. Hartley Brewer, but that does not mean that I cannot see right through her. She thinks she's so fine with her political discussion. By 1 o'clock, it feels like I have got concussion.
John Holmes, gone home.
Run home to mummy, sonny, your mum's way more funny, and I've been in here at 4 p.m, you leave the chair all runny, with your rock and roll, and your silly git. Tars filling your show, get off your ass. This is Talk Radio, you lazy dumb thing. Don't just stand there, say something.
Why is it all rap?
Why is it though?
Can never sing.
They cannot sing.
Why is it all rap?
No.
Can never sing.
Delaney, I'll take Iain Lee. They fight like they present inanely. I'm throwing down, so fight me back. Just please don't let me get the sack.
Yeah, no,
please, really,
no.
Please don't.
Big Gap is the first team.
Regular income I've had in 5 years.
Radio.
Shoes are really expensive.
Everyone
please.
Else is right.
Oh God, this has been
so
a huge mistake.
Now,
I think about it. I am so dispensable. What?
There you go. I've thrown down. Surely someone's going to nibble. Surely John Holmes will do that. We're going to be playing Holiday Homes throughout the show. A series of fun games with John Holmes, which I'm looking forward to hugely. In the meantime, we're asking you what banal things... Because everyone thinks, oh, Bank Holiday Monday. Oh, we'll go away. We'll do something fun. And it never really happens. And you just sort of end up doing those sort of rather banal little jobs. But it's still sort of better than working. And I was wondering what yours were. You can tweet us. It's at Talk Radio or at Jake Yap, J-A-K-E-Y-A-P-P. It's my real name. Gary's been in touch on Twitter. He says, I've been gluing up the cracks in a wooden fence post. I don't even have a fence. Gorilla gluing. Nice. We've had a text who, I don't know who it is, says, hi, Jake. This morning I was unclogging my toilet for 45 minutes. Had a great time just thinking about how I wasn't at my desk. Yeah, it's still good. I had a really weird experience lavatorially last week. It's okay. Let me qualify that by saying it's... I wasn't personally involved. Basically, I heard a sound. It was like Vesuvius coming from the lavatory, and I no one was in it. And I thought, well, God, what the hell's going on? And it was erupting. It was literally erupting.
I don't want to know the rest of the story.
Okay. 13 minutes past one.
It's Asprod Cast, by the way.
It was like, oh yeah, it's nice. Hello, Cast. Thank you for coming here and being loyal and not just, you know, sodding off like everybody else has.
Well,
you drew the short straw, right? I mean, how was this sorted? How was it decided who was going to do the shift?
I just didn't take the day off.
Okay, there you go. Needed the money or?
No, I didn't realise it was an option.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Had you realised?
Vesuvius.
Anyway, so this toilet's erupting, right? And I go in and, like, there's water just bubbling out of it. Like, like splashing out. And so I run in and slam the lid down to try and at least contain it. And I'm thinking, I don't know what's going on. So I run outside and there's a guy at the end of the row of houses with a big thing going down the drain. And he's just obviously just pumping water into it. And I'm like, can you shut that down? Because you're destroying my home. And he was like, oh, I'm ever so sorry. He's in his young kid. He's like, I'm ever so sorry. And, like, it was kind of okay, but, like, it just pumped water.
Just water.
Just mainly just water.
Mainly just
water. With a kind
of
confetti-like suspension of old toilet paper. But I don't even know if it was, like, my... Do you know what I mean? Because it was the whole row of houses.
Mm.
Oh. And it had just plastered the whole bathroom, right? The downstairs bathroom, right by the front door. And this... poor kid, he was like, oh, let me clean it up for you. I'll clean it up for you. I'm really sorry. I'll clean it up for you. So I said, do you know what? I'm going to let you. Normally, I'd be like, oh, no, it's cool. Whatever, these things happen. But I was like, I'm going to let you. And he's like, I've got products. I was like, okay, cool.
What, so like a mop?
Yeah. So he cleans the whole thing up. And off he goes. And I was ill. And I wanted to go to bed. I was just tired and, like, headachey.
Was this before
coldy.
You were touching all the nasty water coming out of the toilet?
Yeah, this is before that. Yeah, pre-existing condition, right?
Oh, God.
So he cleans it all up. I think, oh, God, I'm just going to go upstairs to bed. I go upstairs and I go to the upstairs bathroom, and such was the force of whatever he was pumping through the thing, it had erupted upstairs as well.
I can't believe you didn't check. Why did you not check?
Who can pump water that hard?
A man with a thing.
It was a first floor, and it just exploded all over the bathroom and in the bath and the and like all my kids' bath toys were there. So like I had to just scrub the whole bathroom down. It was like a contaminated sea. It was like a deep clean. And then I had to put all of my kids' bath toys. I had to clean them all individually. And it's like all the letters of the alphabet in foam and like millions of boats and stuff. And then I had to put Milton fluid in the bath and soak them all in the Milton fluid. And it was horrendous.
Isn't the fluid available?
But do you know what? I don't think it is, actually. But still better than working on a bank holiday, if you ask me. So what banal job are you doing? 87222 study text message with the word talk. Now, after the break, we're going to have the first of our fun Holiday Homes, John Holmes-based games. Cass is going to undertake our quiz, our Starter Homes quiz. So, well, sit tight.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall, and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, the clockwise M60 has a lane closed at junction 17 at Whitefield. There's a breakdown awaiting recovery. And through Great Whirley in Staffordshire, the Walsall Road, the A34 is blocked both ways at Walsall Road. That's after an accident. In Warwickshire, there are two lanes out on the southbound M6 near junction 3 at Nuneaton. That's after an accident and a fuel spill. And through Pembrey and Kent, there are lengthy queues on the Pembrey Road, the northbound side of the A21 up to the A26. That follows on from an accident, but the road has reopened. I'm Sarah Tilley.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A geeky girl has got in touch on Twitter. Good afternoon, saying, I'm eating lunch to your toilet eruption story. Thanks. Sorry, I sort of forgotten. Normally, you know, it's sort of 8 o'clock in the morning and, well, I guess people are having breakfast. And Sarah Jane has been in touch on Twitter and says that the exciting, well, not exciting, job that she's doing this bank holiday money is I deflated an airbed and put it back in its box. That's the level of excitement I'm talking about. That's what bank holidays.
That is exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'll tell you what's more exciting is this new game that we're going to play. Introduced by himself, John Holmes. I think we've got him announcing it, have we?
I'm John Holmes, and this is Bank Holiday Holmes.
Brilliant. There should have been a fanfare.
You didn't ask me for a fanfare.
I've got a jingle. See, this. I should have got it together more. It's very hard, isn't it, when you're sort of building a whole new show basically from scratch.
For a deer.
Yeah. Hang on a minute.
That you'll never get to do again.
Exactly. What a complete waste. Hang on, where's it gone? Oh, I can't even find it.
Have you lost it? Yeah. Sorry, I'm eating a fig biscuit.
See, Penny Smith is a feeder.
She is.
She comes in and she just feeds you. It was bananas last week, fig rolls this week.
It's all delicious, though.
It is delicious.
Have you found it?
No, I can't find it. Oh, yeah, here it is.
There we go.
John Holmes is naughty today.
He's having some fun on a well-earned holiday. But you top up your Stockholm syndromes. It's time to play Holiday Homes.
I tried to pick like the most un-John Holmesy piece of music.
I don't know if that was worth the work.
What an anticlimax. It's time to play Starter Homes, which we're going to play with Cass. Now, you can win up to 6 starters for John Holmes to eat on his holiday. If you can answer the following questions about John Holmes correctly. Are you ready?
Yes. No. Yes.
Okay, question 1. John Holmes is also known as Johnny Wad. True or false?
False?
That's true.
Shut up.
No, I should mention we're talking about John with an H Holmes, the American adult film star. I failed to mention that, sorry. No starter then for question 1, that's a shame.
All right,
still hungry.
Okay. Yep.
John Holmes, with an H, or 2 H's, for a while worked...
How many H's are in this one?
9, is a really weird spelling.
Okay.
No, it's J-O-H-N, Holmes.
All right, okay.
For a while worked tending the vats in a factory making sweets called Milk Duds. True or false?
False.
That is false. They made sweets called Coffee Nips. That's true. Coffee Nips. You know, like sugar.
Saying it.
Coffee, they're sweets. And Milk Duds are actually real sweets as
well. I
know
Milk Duds are.
Fine, well, Coffee Nips are real as well.
Stop saying it.
Why can't you say Coffee Nips?
Because it's the way you're looking at me when you say it.
Oh, come on. That's so unfair. Congratulations. You've won a starter for John Holmes. No, no audio there. Okay,
no, we don't have any audio for that.
That was him saying, I'll have the prawn and avocado.
Oh, you didn't
that was
say
it.
That.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have explained that.
No, you didn't.
It's all very ill thought out. Doesn't matter. Have you got any of those? No, you haven't got any
no,
of those.
No, we've got them. You just didn't... Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you just play yeah, one yeah. in. It Go doesn't on. Really matter.
I'll have the prawns and avocado.
There we go. See, now he's not hungry.
God, this is working brilliantly. When do we actually do this for real? This is the rehearsal, right? Number 3. John Holmes... worked as a forklift driver in a meatpacking warehouse.
True.
That is true! And now he can have another starter in about a week.
What's the soup today?
It's oxtail.
Ooh, I'll pass that.
Okay, fine. Question 4. As a child, John Holmes was a regular attendant at his local Baptist church.
Oh, that's got to be true, because they all do in America.
That is true.
Another just a pickled egg, I think.
Yeah,
thanks.
You can always smell it on him. Question 5. By 1978, John Holmes was earning up to $2,000 a day.
True.
In 1978?
Yeah.
$2,000 a day?
Yes.
It's false.
Oh.
It was $3,000. And doesn't the other John Holmes, our John Holmes, just wish? Eh? So, congratulations, another starter.
Do you have dough balls?
No, I didn't win that one.
You did. You said it was false.
No, I said it was true.
Oh, look,
You're not even listening to me.
No, of course I'm not. It's not got me in it.
Oh.
Fine.
I'm just gonna leave. You can do the rest of the show on your own.
This is going extremely... I'm very, very pleased. Very happy with this. Final question, then. John Holmes claims to have had intercourse with 14,000 women.
True.
False. Well, it's kind of true. He used to say that, but then he revised the claim to 13,895 to his psychotherapist when he was in prison. It's actually a very sad story, to tell you the truth. But it's some fun for a bank holiday. So what did you say then? I can't remember.
You see, no, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you what I said, because you're not even going to listen to my answers.
Starve. It doesn't matter. Let him starve. Let him starve. Okay.
I agree.
That worked extremely well. We'll have more holiday homes lols. Including Holmes Under the Hammer in a little while. And we've also got coming up our soap opera. We have on Sunday mornings on my show, we have Britain's second longest running soap opera on the radio currently. It's quite a lot of qualification, but it's still something, isn't it? It's an achievement. It's called The Setters, and it's set in the entirely fictitious town of Chipping Norchester. And any resemblance to any persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. That's coming up after 1:30. In the meantime, we're asking you what banal jobs are you doing this bank holiday Monday that are still better than going to work? We've had quite a few texts in. Afternoon. Says someone on text 87222. Start your text message with the word talk. I'm currently in the middle of defrosting my freezer. I'm ecstatic. Exactly. It's still more fun. It's still more fun than working. There's always that one kernel of sweet corn, isn't there?
There is, or a pea.
Or a pea.
A pea.
And I bought those clip things, you know, that seal up the bags, you know?
What, a peg?
It's like a peg, but it's like a plastic thing and it clips, like, it's a long clip. It's like a hair grip for your peas.
Oh, a pea grip.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. A pea grip, that's the term I'm grasping for. Still, there's always an escapee. Mm. Someone else says, loving this bank holiday, I'm browsing the internet for a new wardrobe. I'm not even sure I'm going to buy one.
I love doing that.
Do you really?
Yeah. I love, like, surfing the internet for things I'm never going to own.
Really?
No, yeah, seriously.
Like, why'd you do that? Why would you do that?
Because I've watched all the cat videos. I've watched them, every single one of
but
them.
But does that, is it, what sort of things do you look, not wardrobes, like, I can understand if it's, no, like, something glamorous and exciting, like helicopters, but a wardrobe is not.
Yeah, but sometimes it is, because you kind of imagine where you're going to put it in your fictitious room. In fact, I was talking yesterday about my fictitious house that would have a walk-in wardrobe, and this was while I was watching Columbo, and it would have a bathroom off it, and I was like, oh yeah, I could have that, that'd be nice, I could, you know, hang up my clothes and find them without having to scream, I can't find anything.
Right.
And it's just dreamland, really.
You should... Have you ever played a game called Animal Crossing?
No.
That game was made for you.
Animal Crossing, what's that?
It's a game on the Nintendo 3DS.
Right.
Where you're like a little weird sort of half-human, half-squirrel hybrid. And you sort of, you spring to life in this little town. And you get given a very simple, modest little house. And
it sounds like a popular game that, yeah... created a long time ago, and it's had many incarnations where you create things and put people in them. And
yeah, although that sounds a bit serial killery, but yeah, it's like, well, no, like, I don't know, I was thinking of like basements. So no, but there's like houses and you go round and you pick up turnips and you sell turnips to Tom, the guy in the shop, and then he gives you other turnips or something, I can't remember, and then you can buy stuff in his shop, like,
I don't want to buy
a new
turnips.
Hat. Oh, but you can buy wardrobes. That's what I'm saying. You can buy wardrobes and you get a bigger house with a walk-in wardrobe if that's what you really want. If you get enough turnips. But then it gets stressy because, like, weeds start growing. And if you don't pick the weeds in time, it all gets overgrown. And then other people in your little village start saying little things. Like, you know, the badger man thing will start saying, your garden's a bit untidy. And it gets really stressful because you're like, I haven't got time to wait. I'm still busy trying to grow turnips so I can get a walk-in wardrobe. It's a great way to relax.
It sounds very zen-like.
But do you not get... If you go for all that, like, if you do you not play games like The Sims or, you know, I don't know.
I used to when I had a life.
Right. Before you spent your time going online looking at wardrobes that you never own.
And watching all the cat videos.
Yeah, of course. All the cat videos. All right, well, that's interesting. I like looking at... I've been trying to look at holidays. Online.
Where do you want to go?
And it's really hard. I don't know, and I don't really care. I think people sort of think the internet might be the death knell of travel agents and stuff, but I don't think so, because what you want ultimately is to say to someone, just take me somewhere warm where there's a swimming pool and it's okay. And the trouble is, you go online and there's like 51,000 destinations, you know, and there's like, do you want to go to the Algarve? Do you want to go to Corfu? I don't know. I don't really care. To be honest, I'll go and sit next to a radiator in Slough, like, just somewhere that's a bit warm.
With a pool.
With a pool.
That is quite tough. See, that's why I don't have holidays. It's too stressful.
What do you have, Cass? I'm worried about you.
Cats.
Do you have cats?
I do.
How many cats?
Three.
Three cats?
Three cats.
God, I had three cats for a while.
And then you got a life.
But there's sort of a direct correlation with how many cats you have and how... how eccentric you might get found.
Oh, I'm massively mental.
Tom Baker, 27 cats.
No! Yeah. Oh, I want to go live with Tom Baker.
You can if you want. I've overrun now. We can't do the haiku. Have we got time for a haiku? You're
yeah,
the producer,
yeah, there are like 38 seconds.
All right, let's do some news in haikus.
Happy birthday to Royal Baby Charlotte, gift of privilege.
Thank you very much for that. And thanks to Rudd. That was not Cornelius. Cornelius, of course, abusing his status and taking the day off, as one would expect. But thank you very much, Rudd. We'll have more of those across the show. And we'll be back with The Setters, our soap opera, after the break.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
That, I'm afraid, was the bank holiday that was. The weather was frightful, the station was delightful, and we're back Tuesday with news, current affairs, and your comments. I can't wait.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time now for episode one of The Setters. Now, this is something we do every week on the Sunday Breakfast Show. It's Britain's second longest running soap opera on the radio that's going out at the moment. And it's set in the entirely fictional town of Chipping Norchester. And any resemblance to any persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. This episode I'm going to play... This is an omnibus, because it's a bank holiday, and since Radio 4 do omnibuses of the arch, I don't see why we shouldn't do an omnibus of this. Just coincidentally, this one's going out the week that Samantha Cameron got... it was revealed she had £50,000 for a special advisor. But, I mean, that's got nothing to do with this. These are fictional people, OK? Fine.
Sam, babes.
Yes, Poopy?
Have you got a sec?
Hang on, let me just stick on this last bit of crepe paper. There.
Wow, that's brill, Sam Bam.
Do you like it?
Big Willy style, yeah.
What is it?
It's a picture of...
What? What have I done a picture of?
A shark. A lovely shark.
A shark?
I meant car. I meant to say car, but it came out as a shark.
It's a daisy, David! A daisy!
Oh, I was teasing you, Bams. I knew it was a... What did you say it was again? Anyway, Sam, we need to talk. But not now, because we're fading out as the scene ends.
Mr. Mayor?
Just a minute, Brenda. Now, Gustav, if you could just tangle a bit more of the hair at the back, that's
it. It's quite urgent, Mr. Mayor.
Not as urgent as this. Is that the egg for my tie, Gustav? Good man.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, you're needed in the...
What's needed, Brenda? What is vital for Chipping Norchester is that they have a mayor that looks like a harmless, foppish buffoon with a heart of gold. Let's get the egg on the tie. Lovely.
We haven't been through your beliefs list for today.
Oh, good Lord. Right, well, let's go through it then.
Right. The referendum.
About whether Chipping Norchester should remain a part of Norchestershire.
Yes.
I think we should stay in.
Boris, that was weeks ago.
Get out. I mean, get the hell out. I've always said that.
Good. I mean, you didn't for years, but that's what we're saying now.
I know.
Chipping Norchester City Airport expansion.
All for it.
No, that was until September last year.
Dead against it.
That's my good little conviction, politician. Lastly, nice easy one for you. Bikes.
We love them.
Well done. I'll see you at the photo op, where we'll engineer the amusing mishap with the custard that makes you look like a lovable, harmless idiot.
See you there. All right, Gustav, there's no need to manhandle my helmet quite so brusquely.
The thing is, Sam, your special advisor...
The dresses lady?
Yep,
What about my dresses lady?
Special advisor. She, might have to go...
What? Why?
Well, because Chipping Norchester Council can't really justify spending £53,000 a year of public money on someone who is basically your personal shopper. It doesn't look good.
But she helps me with my letters and numbers.
I know, but...
And shapes. Listen... Circle, square, rectangle, peasant.
Sam, I think she's going to have to go.
I know what this is really about, Dave.
What?
You don't want me to look pretty, do you?
Of course I do.
No, you don't. You're worried that with all those long hours you do putting on tabards and helmets and pointing at things in Leicester and other awful places like that, that I'll run off and start having rumpty-tumpty with one of my bodyguards or something.
What? No, wait a minute.
You're scared.
Sam, my putting on tabards and helmets work is vital for the smooth running of this county, okay? And if
Scared!
No, I'm not!
You think you run Chipping Norchester? Well, let me tell you right now, I could bring down the whole council if I wanted. That thing you did with that sheep is nothing to the scandal I could cause.
Now, hang on!
Dresses lady, get your coat! We're going shopping!
Goodness gracious. What scandal, what intrigue, Look, we'll be back with more of the setters at the same time next week. Oh.
Or in about an hour's time. It's Bank Holiday Monday. It is sort of the first bank holiday. It's kind of the start of the silly season and stupid things happen up and down the country. You know, there's lots of mad activities and I don't know. It's sort of, I almost want to do a reverse hibernation in a way. I'll come back after the summer recess. You know what I mean? When the news is sort of serious again. But this caught our eye from the Daily Mail. This is the World Stinging Nettle Eating Championships. It happens in Marshwood in Dorset on June the 18th. And it's a nettle eating contest. And, you know, I've seen people eating nettle soup. I mean, actually, you can make soup. You can make soup out of nettles.
And tea.
And tea.
Yeah, I've had nettle tea.
Yeah, that's true. I've had nettle tea. Boring, isn't it?
Well, you're a vegan, so of course you
would. Boring. Oh, come off it. I still eat, you know, burgers and that. I mean, not like meat burgers, but...
That's not a burger then, is it?
Oh, here we go. Let's not start that. Let's talk about the latest culinary delight, which is raw nettle eating. Which is quite mad. Apparently this brilliantly balmy custom, according to the Daily Mail, held in the thatched 16th century Bottle Inn, began in 1986 with an argument between two farmers about who had the tallest nettles. The fatal vow, "Well, if yours be longer, I'll eat mine." I don't know what that means. Led to the whole new tongue-tingling sport of competitive nettle eating. Well, I'm delighted to say that we've got the current champion on, right, on the line. He beat Simon Slay, who only managed a measly 76 feet. Pete Wellman, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You've eaten 96 feet of nettles.
Yes, I did.
Should you really eat any food that's measured in feet? I mean, I'm thinking, what else, like eels? Rank. all right, first of all, how does the contest work?
Well, you get about, well, however many competitors want to actually take part in the singing nettle competition.
And how many do want to take part?
Well, it does vary each year, but you do get various people travelling overseas to do it. You normally get around about in between 30 and 50 people.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, it's a big ordeal.
Why wouldn't you just, like, try it at home once and then to see if you really want to fork out on a return? Okay, and the next question is, what's it like eating a raw stinging nettle? These are stinging nettles, right?
Yes, they're not the nicest of things, I must say. But unfortunately, how I got into it was I lost a coin toss. With some friends, so I ended up having to do it.
What were you tossing a coin over?
Well, they wanted me to enter, and I couldn't make up my mind whether or not I'd do it or not. So I thought I'd let the coin decide. And of course, as flipping it once and lost, I thought I'd best,
best of three. Yeah,
yeah, and ended up losing again.
Best of five.
After that, I thought to myself, if I'm going to enter, I'll try and win it. And I won it the first 2 years, and then I lost to Simon Slade the year before last. And then last year I thought I'd go back into it, and I thought, oh, I'm gonna beat him. So beat him and did the world record, which was 96 feet.
Dude. Yeah. 96 feet.
Yeah.
How can you even accommodate that in your stomach? All right, what's it feel like eating a stinging nettle?
Not enjoyable. I mean,
Does it sting inside your mouth?
Yeah, it stings your mouth, your tongue, your lips, and your hands, and your nose if you end up stinging your nose.
Oh my god!
But it's not the best of things, especially when you're eating them for an hour. Sort of, I found I get the nettle shakes afterwards.
Oh, yeah, the old nettle shakes. Yeah, we've all had the nettle shakes.
Yeah.
Is that not, like, really bad for you? Is that not toxic?
I mean, too much of anything is always bad for you, but just on my own occasion.
I would say one nettle leaf is too much.
Yeah, well, to be fair, they have got a lot of nutritional values. A lot of people don't realise.
Well, it's great that you take care of your body, Pete.
Yeah, like my body is a temple.
Oh my god! So, how long did it? Did your tongue not swell up?
It does a little bit, but not too bad. You normally, for a good day or two afterwards, normally recovering from it.
I imagine if we'd interviewed you, like, you know, just after you'd won, you know, congratulations, how's it feel?
I think that's a good description of how I was.
Could you talk? Really, could you talk?
You can, but it's your mouth is just buzzing, and just to be warned, whatever you do not have any cider afterwards, because it tends to react with the sting.
Oh, you are kidding me.
No, it's, it sort of tends to froth up, and then, it's not very good.
Before the competition started, did you train? Did you eat thistles? Like, how did you...
The last one I trained for, because I was
the Rocky montage.
I was determined to claim back my title, and I won it for the third year. And I thought, you know, so I went into Rocky mode, as you would.
Yeah.
And then it all paid off in the end. So hopefully this year, when I go back, I'm trying to hit 100 feet this year, because then I can at least earn the title 100 feet, Pete.
Dare to dream. Dare to dream, Pete. Do you have, like, Dockleaf cheesecake for afters?
Well, that is a good idea, but no, I've never done that yet.
Yeah, you're not an idiot. You wouldn't... Man, I just can't. So you're going for 100 feet?
Yeah, that's the goal, and hopefully I'll be able to get there this year. It all depends on the crop.
It all depends. I'm sure there'll be. Look, you can come round to my house if you like. There's like a few in the back of my garden that you could always rent yourself out. You know.
Yeah, I have.
Excuse me. I can just imagine the doorbell going bing bong. Yes. Hey, maybe you're going to solve the whole world food shortage. You know. That's a great.
Well, they are very good for you. They've got a lot more iron in it than spinach or other vegetables out there. So you know, there is that nutritional value to it.
Do you know why and how they sting? And I'm not trying to put you off becoming 100 feet Pete, but do you know? Basically, all those little fine hairs you see on a stinging nettle leaf, they are basically nature's hypodermic syringes. And it is injecting you with poison when you touch it, and it stings.
That's what makes it more interesting.
Is there much to do in Marshwood and Dorset?
Pardon?
Is there much to do in Marshwood and Dorset?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Apart from eat nettles.
At least it only happens once a year. That's I think that's my saving grace.
I guess it's like camping. Maybe it takes you the year to forget how awful it is.
Yeah.
Well, look, our hearts are with you, and maybe we'll try and talk to you on June the 18th just to hear you.
brilliant.
Thank you very much for joining us, and good luck for the future, Pete. What do you do for a living, Pete? Well, you sound quite young.
Well, I'm 25. I work at Travis Perkins in Exeter.
Travis Perkins.
So I moved here about 7 months ago. So, you know, but I'll have to travel down for the occasion this time.
All right. Well, it's a perfect place to work because I guess you can eat all the tar and concrete you want. So.
Well, yeah, it's I used to be a pharmacy, and that's how I got into it, really.
Oh, there you go.
You know, I used to work at the Bottle Inn in Marshwood years ago, and I always fancied entering it, so that's why I come to do it.
Pete, enjoy the rest of your bank holiday.
Thank you very much, and you too.
No cheeky nettle eating. That was Pete Wellman. What an amazing, what a guy. What a guy.
I'm not convinced.
Are you not in? You don't believe it's real?
No. I believe it's real because the Daily Mail said it's real. Yeah. So it must be.
Exactly.
Why?
I don't know why. We will be back with more of our Bank Holiday Homes game, which worked so well the first time, after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Your TV's the best, Dave. Your TV's the best, Dave. So open your door. Open your door.
At Asda, you can get a 50-inch Polaroid smart LED TV for just £249. But be warned, it might leave you with a full house this summer. Asda. Save money, live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, the clockwise M60 has a lane closed at junction 17 at Whitefield. There's a breakdown awaiting recovery. And through Great Whirley in Staffordshire, the Walsall Road, the A34 is blocked both ways at Walsall Road. That's after an accident. In Warwickshire, there are two lanes out on the southbound M6 near junction 3 at Nuneaton. That's after an accident and a fuel spill. And through Pembrey and Kent, there are lengthy queues on the Pembrey Road, the northbound side of the A21 up to the A26. That follows on from an accident, but the road has reopened. I'm Sarah Tilley.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio, keeping it in the family. With the Brothers Gould.
Yes, indeed. Welcome along. It's Jake Yap here, sort of like a supply teacher, really, on a bank holiday Monday, covering for John Holmes. I've done a jingle.
Jake Yap,
Talk Radio's official supply teacher.
We'll get you talking.
Okay, it's a wet lunch.
Talk Radio.
And we're channeling Martin Roberts today. Later on, we'll be doing some bank holiday DIY, just like his Saturday show. If you haven't heard it, it's really good. Home Rule at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings here on Talk Radio. The difference being that we're doing it live, which should be, hopefully interesting, and tasting some craft beers with Zeb Gimblet, a handyman who's come all the way up from Somerset. But it's now time to play Homes Under the Hammer, which is part of our holiday Holmes lols.
John Holmes is not here today. He's having some fun on a well-earned holiday. But you top up your Stockholm syndromes. It's time to play Holiday Holmes.
Hiya, Martin Roberts here, sort of. This is a nice little fixer-upper under the hammer today. Compact but bijou, as they say, and rather in need of attention for at least 3 hours a day between 1 and 4, ordinarily. Lots of original features to enjoy, especially the cavernous alcove up the back. Now, of all the homes I've seen, this is probably the one that's most on the brink of complete and catastrophic collapse. Anyway, he went up for auction and was won by a man called Denny, who runs Talk Radio. So let's get this massive massive sledgehammer ready and put Holmes under the hammer.
Please,
that, you
not
little...
the fight!
Go on, you... Go on! Are you sorry? You're a tragic little man! Do you want some more? Do you want some more?
Damn it!
Do you?
No!
Are you?
Ow.
Sorry?
Don't hit me!
But you are now!
Not the claw side!
Yes, sir. It's all going off, son! That's it!
I know it's a ball hammer, but don't use it on them!
There'll be more holiday lols with John Holmes in half an hour or so, or whenever he regains consciousness. Let's have another... So that was great. Hey, I was thinking earlier about... We just spoke to this guy, Pete Wellman. Was that his name? Pete Wellman. That's an irony. Who eats nettles until he gets the shakes. And I was sort of thinking about... Well, just the pointlessness of it, really. And, well, no, I mean, I don't mean that in a harsh way. I sort of mean the pointlessness of men, really. Is it time to sort of just get rid of all men? I just ask this because they're the ones that sort of do things like that. I mean, I'm reading about all these amazing events and things happening. So there's, like, in Padstow, there's a thing called Obios. And I don't know what they play with hobby horses. Brilliant. But I bet it's all the blokes that do it. And then there's worm charming in Devon. You know that's blokes. Shin kicking world championship in Chipping Campden. That's on June the 3rd. Now you tell me that's not blokes. I feel like really it's time for... is it time to get rid of all men? Cass...
Not all of them.
Well, just okay. Well, we don't need them. That's the point. They're all sort of redundant and superfluous. So that's why they do crazy things like eating nettles until, you know, they've got the shakes, or you know, they go and do rock climbing, and you know, and some say it's that sort of Darwinian thing where blokes do stupid things. It sort of sorts out the species. The most intelligent ones survive, and all the rest of it. But I think you only need about five blokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You only need to donate their sperm. Right, you need lots of women because they're the ones that actually grow the babies. But you only need about five blokes. And I know this has been the premise for a lot of not very good sci-fi movies and TV shows, right? But
no, it definitely has.
I think it's worth taking seriously. And like, why don't we just get rid of all the men? Like most of the men.
But how would you do that? You can't just
fine. It's quite simply, it's time for like reality TV to just step up a bit, right? So we have an elimination competition. So
a literal elimination.
This is the elimination round. Put it in your mouth, and that's how you do it, right? So because and they'd be up for it. They'd be up for it because they all think they will. Yeah, I could win that. I could be one of the top five blokes in the world. Yeah, definitely. I could definitely win that.
It would just that first wave would definitely get rid of a lot of the
and then,
unnecessary
then,
ones.
You know, they're not using up the world's resources anymore. You know, the whole food air deal. Like, the Earth can't sustain this population.
Mm.
Surely the simplest, fairest thing is to just get rid of all but about five blokes.
But why specifically five? Is it like...
Because
what,
you've got to have some genetic...
Like a jar opener?
We could ask. Someone's good at opening jars.
One to get things off the top shelf, because I can't reach.
Well, someone to put shelves up, which we're going to be doing in about half an hour's time. But, yeah, someone
sense,
who's
I can put up
Yeah,
shelves.
Why are you saying that? Why did you say that?
Because I can
and
put up
And why did
shelves.
I fall for it?
I don't know.
Because I jumped straight in after you.
You did. You were there.
Well, put me on the block. My time's up. I'm not one of the top five. I obviously failed your very subtle test there. I think what you need, though, is you need a definitive test. And it's, you just televise it, obviously, because everyone will watch it. And it's not really any crueler than things like Big Brother. You need a definitive test. You need the perfect specimen, right, as an all-rounder. So you need the perfect physical and mental specimen of malehood, right? And you need about five for genetic diversity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you need is like the Krypton factor.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it?
Bring back the Krypton factor to decide the genetic future of the male population of the Earth. I think that's what we should do.
David Mockford, age 22. I'm a trainee retail manager from Sheffield.
I'm Alison Heath, age 20, a chartered accountant from Manchester.
Okay, you can stay.
I'm Karen Keegan, age 24, a student from Edinburgh.
All right, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
I'm Ibrar Ohad, age 22, and I'm a postgraduate student from Oldham.
I'm so sorry. Oh, what a shame. I'm just saying it's an answer. It's something that we could explore. Are you with me on this? 87222, start your text message with the word talk. Or you can get in touch up the Twitters on @talkradio. I think this has legs.
I'm surprised that you're saying this, being a man. Although you are a vegan.
Well, so it's self-loathing, yeah. Isn't it, really? You know, let's be honest. We've also been asking, what are you doing this bank holiday? That's banal, but still better than working. Sid has been in touch on Twitter. Good afternoon. It says, haircut and beard trim for me. Wow, that's exciting. And Lucas says, scraping and scrubbing a barbecue that hasn't been used in 2 years, just before the rain starts and we resort to crisps and Smarties. I mean, what's the point? It's pointless, isn't it? The whole bank holiday thing, I think they should just scrap them because it's just stressful. You feel like you're supposed to do something great, but you're supposed to, oh, let's have a barbecue. It's not really warm enough.
It's never warm enough.
No. And the food doesn't, you know, you stay indoors and people, it's just rubbish. It's a complete waste of time. But I'd like to know what you're doing that's that banal, but still better than working. 87222, start your text message with the word talk. There's no L in there. Talk. I'm just trying to...
Talk.
Talk.
Like, instead of an L, it's a W.
Talk. Like, talk spolt. Talk spolt. Go for a walk, a talk.
And a bit of spolt.
And we'll eat some chalk. Yeah. Oh, you can get in touch via Twitter. It's @talkradio or @JakeYapp, JakeYapp. And now, after the news, we're going to be doing some, we're going to be doing some DIY at some point, which I'm very, very excited about, and tasting craft beer with a man who's come all the way from Somerset just for little old us. Isn't that lovely?
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paints, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
You're Philip of Grout Expectation Styling.
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. I'm told your business is expanding its territory. People are taking notice and you need looking after. So speak to Direct Line for your public liability insurance. They won't charge you admin fees for hitting the big time. And you better do it and do it quick, because big things are coming.
What things?
Contracts, Philip. Contracts.
No administration fees when you increase your cover with Direct Line for Business. Can your business insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
A very happy bank holiday Monday to you. It's Jake Yap here, sitting in for John Holmes. And we're asking, what banal jobs are you doing, but that are still better than going into work this bank holiday Monday? 87222, start your text message with the word talk. Or you can get in touch on Twitter @talkradio. You can phone us up as well if you want. So 08444991000, but yeah. Are you going to do that? You might do that. I don't know. We've had some texts, though. Thank you very much indeed. Keith says, I'm buzzing from the amount of ironing I'm going to get done today. Way to go, Keith. Stuart says, I'm sitting in my garden watching grass grow. I am loving it. This is extreme. You guys must be high on the adrenaline. And Sue says, I'm so glad I finally got the time to sort out my DVD collection. I've done 83 and got about 70 to go. How adorably retro. DVDs. Ha! Remember those? I've abandoned physical media. What I do now is I just suck on an HDMI cable and I pipe it directly into my brain. Thank you for those. Do keep them coming. 87222, start your text message with the word talk.
Talk Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, a man's been shot dead by armed police in a village in Kent. The 36-year-old was targeted last night at a house in Goudhurst. Officers say it was a pre-planned operation linked to the murder of a 73-year-old man in March. The anti-Semitism row within Labour is intensifying. Two party councillors have been suspended for sharing posts online. Former Blackburn Mayor Salim Muller claimed Israel was behind the Islamic State group. Ilyas Aziz from Nottingham suggested Israel be relocated to the US. Our political correspondent Darren McCaffrey says it's more embarrassment for the Labour leadership.
This is the worst possible timing, just days ahead of an election. At the very best case for Labour, I suppose, is a distraction. For the very worst, it's pretty damaging. That could cost them votes and potentially seats in those elections on Thursday.
The death of a teenager from drugs has prompted a police alert. The girl took a form of ecstasy known as a MasterCard pill early this morning at Manchester's Victoria warehouse. Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams has publicly apologised for using the N-word in a tweet. He was comparing the struggle against slavery in America with the plight of Irish nationalists. Bars and restaurants could soon be banned from adding service charges to bills. The business secretary wants to crack down on unethical tipping. The proposals could also see businesses forced to give every penny received in tips to staff. These diners in West London say they almost always leave a tip.
When you do tip, you're not sure, do you leave cash and just pay for the rest of it on card, or do you pay all of it on card? But I would say we always tip.
10% is a good starting point, and then after that, depending on how, you know, enjoyable the meal is and how good the atmosphere and the value for money, it sort of rises from 10%.
And Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says he'll probably be the last to know if they're crowned Premier League champions tonight. Instead of watching rivals Tottenham's clash with Chelsea, he'll be flying back from Italy. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Williams.
Talk Radio.
Very good afternoon to you. It's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes. I am effectively the supply teacher for Talk Radio.
Jake Yap.
Talk Radio's official supply teacher.
We'll get you talking.
Fingers on lips. Hands on hips. Hands on heads. Shut up.
Talk Radio.
So in the first hour, we talked to Pete Wellman, a man who holds the world record for stinging nettle eating. Raw stinging nettle eating. 96 feet of them. That's ill. But he was a very charming man. And coming up, we're going to be looking at this bank holiday weekend's TV, reviewing it. And we're also going to be doing some live DIY on the radio, which I'm sort of excited about and sort of slightly apprehensive about. But the first thing we have to do is to make you feel like John Holmes is sort of here in spirit. And that means we've got to play a sort of light rock guitar based guitar bed. So here's one I've made specially.
But what's the thing you miss the most when John Holmes is not here? Be honest, it's his rock-based guitar bits. He likes to play them in and talk over them, dissecting the day's news in amusing satirical ways. But John Holmes, we'll be back tomorrow. John!
Obviously, it's Bank Holiday Monday, and so it's quite hard to talk about the news because there isn't any, really. There's a lot of spurious stuff. There's been no news at all. I had this idea, right, which was how to settle the American election, the US election.
Is it another TV
it's not,
reality
It's not about destroying
best.
All men.
Oh, right, okay.
No, I thought maybe, I mean, this is just dumb. I was Frankly, I was drunk. And I didn't have anything better to do. But I thought maybe it's because I was drunk, right? You should vote based on the best anagram of the candidate's name.
You were drunk, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. And there's nothing wrong with that.
So what did you come up with?
I mean, the doctor didn't approve. Well, Donald Trump.
Yep.
Damp old runt.
Oh, I love it. No, but that's bad. I shouldn't like it.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, vote according to their anagram. Hillary Clinton, chin inlay troll. I'm just offering that up. Bernie Sanders, you see, this is why Bernie Sanders, for me, gets the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Sanders is an anagram of beer randiness. That's good, isn't it?
That's definitely better than Donald Trump.
Exactly. Whereas Ted Cruz only gets one. There's only one anagram you can make of his name, Ted Cruz.
Okay.
And that's Kurt Zed. There's nothing.
No, that's rubbish.
That's why he's sort of crashing out of it.
He definitely doesn't get it.
Yeah, because it's not as good as damp old runt, but beer randiness, surely.
That's definitely...
Not that I'm trying in any way to steer or influence the... do I have to worry about elections overseas as well?
No, because we don't get to vote in them.
In fact, I tell you what, I should probably... I should talk about the mayoral elections. I mean, I know, and I'm not supposed to express an opinion, but in all honesty, what I think...
Are we on? Block the doors. Block them. All right, this MC Big Business. Text me now. 07923414. Big shout going out to the East Kilbride. Man them. Keep it real. Text me now. Randy J kicking it in Muffetville. Text me now. Penzance, Nasty Boys. Big shout. Wait, no. Keep them out.
And that's what I think about the mayoral election.
That is some extreme views you've got there.
Well, I don't shy away from it. They don't call me Teflon Yap.
They don't.
They say that about Julie Hartley Brewer, don't they?
Yeah, but nobody says anything about you.
No, they don't, do they?
No, they don't. I didn't even know who you were the other day.
No, that's okay. In a way, I'm enjoying basking in these last precious few days of anonymity before it really takes off. And I think that this show is probably what's going to propel me into... proper A-list stuff. Why don't we have another news in haikus?
Man drives 900 miles to buy KFC. Pro... Claimers lost lyrics?
Nice.
He's very good at that.
Beautifully delivered as well. Somewhat winsome. Beautiful. Thank you, Rudd. We'll have more news in haikus directly. We're asking, though, on this bank holiday Monday, what are you doing? That's kind of banal, but still better than going to work. You can text us, 87222. Start your text message with the word talk. And Anthony has... texted to say, today is the day that I finally get round to categorising the downloads folder on my computer. About time.
That is important to do.
It's very important to do, isn't it? Because, you know, some of it might be, I don't know, nice photos of kittens for your mother. And some of it might not. I don't know. Doug says, I've already watched the new Game of Thrones episode, so I've decided to read the entirety of the book collection, currently halfway through book two. I don't know how long Doug has been doing that for, but
it sounds,
you're going, Sam, if you just started today.
Sounds to me like every day is a bank holiday for Doug.
Are you a fan of Game of Thrones?
I am a massive fan of Game of Thrones.
No, you see, you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, well, you are a bit.
Why?
I watched it for a while.
Uh-huh. How many series?
Well, like 4.5 series.
Right, okay. That's all of them up until now.
Yeah. But then I stopped because I just sort of thought, I don't need to see this. I don't know. Like,
what
it's
do you mean?
Horrific. It's horrific.
I've seen worse.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where are you from again?
Hull.
Ah, okay. But, I mean, on TV, have you seen, you can't have seen worse.
Well, you know.
They do awful things that we couldn't even talk about right now.
No, this is true. There's a, well, you can't anywhere because there's people that have not seen it. So you have
no,
to talk about it.
No, but I mean in previous series.
Well.
Like you're pouring molten lead over a guy's head.
Yeah, oh. That was early on.
Yeah,
but
it, yeah.
Like there have been other shocking shows that I've watched that I've been like, oh my god!
But not as bad as Game of Thrones. Really.
Well, it is very gory.
It's incredibly gory, and here's my beef, right, with Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. This is the problem, right? Is that if Game of Thrones had gone out on Channel 5 or the BBC, most of the papers would be saying, "What is this shocking horror that's being shown on our TV screens? Shame on you, BBC. Shame on you, Channel 5.
They wouldn't have said that about Channel 5.
They probably... What next? They would have said, oh, what next? First, it's the boy that thinks he's a toaster. Now it's... Oh, whatever medical shows they do on Channel 5. You know, then it's the 50 best hemorrhoid preparations. And now it's this. Whereas, because it's on, you know, sort of quite a posh channel that only middle class people get, I feel there's this sort of element of, oh, yeah, but we can watch this stuff because we sort of understand it.
But the BBC did try and do something similar to Game of Thrones.
Oh, what was it called?
I can't remember what it was called. It was that
Match of Seats. No, what was it called?
No.
Grandstand.
No, it was based on a series of books, and it was kind of medieval times, and it was about this guy who was kidnapped by Vikings and then came... I can't remember the name of it, but I watched the first couple of episodes.
If you know what the name of it was, 8722 text message.
I don't have Google in front of me.
It doesn't matter.
But it
I
was,
mean, I can Google it, but...
It was terrible, because they couldn't do the things that HBO... have
right.
managed to do with...
So, did they just sort of... Do people disappear behind a screen and then just shout, like, ow, that really hurt?
No, it was just... It wasn't very much... It wasn't gripping either.
Right,
and
so what you're saying... So, okay, so what you're saying is you watch Game of... You don't watch Game of Thrones for the plot or for the characters or for the lavish scenes. You watch it for all the nasty because the BBC put it on without the nasty and you didn't want to watch it.
That's not what I said at all.
But by implication...
No.
You love the nasty.
Well... The nasty just is part and parcel of what it is. But what I'm saying is the series that was based on another series of books that was done, I think it was on BBC Two or something, it lacked a lot of depth. And that's not the book's fault.
Game of Thrones
is
just a load of blokes who haven't washed recently strutting about with greasy hair and beards. And you can't tell them apart. They all look the same. I'm not being racist because they're all northern. They're all like walking about like with my beard and my cloak, and I've come in and I've got snow in my hair. Not Jon Snow, I've got just snow in my hair. And I'm going to pick up this old leg of horse and bite into it like I've never eaten meat before.
Oh, that's it, isn't it? It's because they eat meat.
No, it's not
about... It's because they eat meat.
No, it's not about that. I just
think... Oh, look at the meat death.
It's also, it's like the brain...
Will somebody not think of the horses?
No, I'm not saying that. And then it's just nonsense. It's just dragons flitting about, like dragons flapping about. I mean, how old are you? Come on.
So that's the problem. There's dragons.
It's all a problem. It's nasty.
But why did you get to series 4 or 5?
The guy, the writer who wrote the books.
Oh, George R. R. Martin.
There was a big hoo-ha-ha, like last series or the series before, where people complained because it was a really horrible thing that happened to one of the female characters, right?
Mm.
And he defended it by saying, I'm just reflecting the kind of stuff that happened realistically in medieval wars. I'm like, but there weren't dragons flapping about. Like, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, oh, well, I shall take artistic license to have dragons in it, but I shall be unflinching in my quest for realism in doing awful things to ladies. I mean, come on.
Well, then just don't watch it.
Exactly.
Well, then why?
Well, I don't watch it.
Well, good.
Well, good. Good. Well, fine.
Go watch Peppa Pig.
Did you see it last week, though?
I did.
It's good, wasn't it? I mean, but... What did you think of the ending when the lady went all old? And
I thought it was hilarious. My housemate Sam immediately vomited.
Did he really?
Yes,
not really.
And said, "Well, it was." He looked very pale, and I could see that his illusion of it. Basically, what he said was, "It's like waking up after a night out." And the contouring has been smudged off her face.
Oh, my God.
That's what he said.
That's an awful thing to say. I think it's ageist. I think it's misogynistic. I think it's extremely un-PC towards dragons. I think it's unacceptable.
Perhaps you've got some thoughts about that. Will you give us a call?
08444991000. Start a conversation.
Yes, yeah, we'll get you. We won't get you talking, but we'll get you sort of looking at your radio and going.
Nobody listens on radios anymore. They're looking at the phone on the app.
Exactly, that's a good point.
Putting it down, walking away.
Yeah. What bank holiday banalities are you up to? Because everyone thinks, oh, I'd be so excited. We could go away. We could do a long weekend. We could go, oh, it's a bit expensive. We could have a barbecue. We could go, oh, yeah, we could get some halloumi for Brian and Louise. Because they're veggie, aren't they? What would veggies eat? We'd do halloumi. It would just be rubbish. We could put some music on. Put some music on. The neighbours have asked to turn it down. Oh, it's spotting. No, I think it'll be okay. No, it's raining. Let's all go inside. No, can the smoker stay outside? Rubbish. And then you end up advertising your...
That's like the most middle-class barbecue ever.
Well, that's because I'm a Game of Thrones viewer. We've had a text from Bethany who says, I didn't think I'd feel this much of a sense of accomplishment when I arranged my mug cupboard into colour order. Well done, you. You see, it's still better than working, isn't it? 87222. Start your text message with a word choke. We'll be back after this.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Believe. Believe in yourself. In your talent, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up. Juggle life with study. Keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too, if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Your TV's the best day. Your TV's the best day. So open your door. Open your door.
At Asda, you can get a 50-inch Polaroid smart LED TV for just £249. But be warned, it might leave you with a full house this summer. Asda, save money, live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the anti-clockwise M60 in Greater Manchester towards an accident near Junction 11 at Barton. One lane's closed. Cheshire's M6 along the Foulwall Dump Viaduct is currently blocked southbound. A lorry's caught fire between junctions 21 and 20. Through Great Whirley in Staffordshire, the A34 Walter Road is blocked both ways near its junction with Hazel Lane because of an accident. Back onto the M6 near Coventry, 383 is very heavy. One lane closed because of a diesel spill. And earlier problems on Surrey's Linden Band M3 has left queues as you approach the M25. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Audi approved used event includes a deposit contribution of £1,500 and 10.9% APR representative on selected models, plus two consecutive services. But it's only on for 10 days. Drop everything. Head to the Audi approved used event from the 7th to the 16th of May at your local Audi centre. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating centres for approved Audis aged 3 to 24 months. 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply. Subject to status, Audi Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jules Hartley-Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's Jake Gap in for John Holmes, sort of rather like the supply teacher, if you will, of Talk Radio.
Jake Gap,
Talk Radio's official supply teacher.
We'll get you talking.
Can I have my glasses back? I can't, no, because I can't see without my glasses.
Talk Radio.
And we're joined now by Kemi Almoru, is that right?
Yeah, you got it almost right.
Almost right.
Alemoru, like Alemoru. Balamori, but
not. Do you know... I was quite. I'd amended. Oh, That's a shame.
And anyway, you actually asked me how to say it, and you got it wrong.
I know. Well, I wasn't listening. That's the thing. People don't. We were just talking about that. We were talking earlier with Cass about Game of Thrones, and are you a big, huge fan of Game of Thrones?
I've never watched it in my life.
It's one of those things where I almost have to ask you, why have you not watched it?
It looks a bit goblin-y. I do want to watch it.
A bit goblin-y. You know, it is a bit goblin-y.
Looks like... Because I like Lord of the Rings, but like I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it forever.
No.
Like, no. I liked
the... Well, I would say 10 minutes can feel like forever in the case of that film.
So. Yeah, like, it's on my list of things to watch, but I did watch a bit and it was a bit incesty, a bit goblin-y, a bit war-y, and I just thought, I'll...
Incesty, goblin-y and war-y. That's
yeah,
a good...
I'll delay this. I have seen the trailers for what's going to happen there, but...
Sounds like a firm of solicitors. Incesty, goblin-y and war-y. Anyway, we're talking about Bank Holiday TV, and is it a fabulous rundown? Have they really spoiled us this Bank Holiday weekend?
Yes, they have. Yeah. If you're at home and you're watching TV, you are in for a treat. If you've got Sky or Virgin or BT, I think, anything but like the first five channels, which nobody's on anymore, then you can watch Comedy Central.
That's a very controversial opinion there, Kimmy.
You can watch Comedy Central, which it's really pushed the boat out. It's showing Friends, which it never does.
Friends!
Oh, have you ever seen Friends?
Oh,
I mean, that's not goblin-y.
And it's not war-y, it's a bit incestuous-y, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit... Monica and Ross, I mean that's
really.
A bit weird,
I mean, come
isn't
on.
It?
I never really got into Friends. I actually couldn't stand Friends when it was on.
So you're going to sit there and judge me for not watching Game
that's
of
right.
Thrones?
That's
you're
right.
A comedian that hasn't watched one of the best comedies to ever
Was it the best?
I mean, one of. I said one of. I didn't say the best. I said one of. And we don't know how many there are in that list. It's just one.
Just it all felt so smug.
Are you not smug?
That's what I mean.
People.
There's not enough room for you know a smug show for someone as smug as I am. I just couldn't stand it. I hated the character. It all just felt like contrived and.
This is really making me feel sad that you're saying this.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to bring you down.
Who hates Friends?
I hate Friends, and I mean the concept, not just. The TV show.
You don't have any.
Well, I think I've probably lost any that I could potentially have made. Today.
Oh. Yeah, because you haven't got my name right, so...
Yeah, so I lost you. I lost you in
You've
the first
place. You've lost Kemi Amuru straight away.
Cass and I fell out days ago, just preparing for today, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's all over.
If you can't get on with Cass, you can't get on with anyone, really.
All right, brilliant. Cheers. Thanks for the pep talk. Have you been talking to Denny, the boss, by any chance?
I don't know who Denny
is. All right, so
is.
there's Friends on Comedy Central. Well, you will. Friends on Comedy Central. What else?
E is, again, giving us some original programming.
Yeah.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians marathon.
Wow.
They don't really like to play those episodes, and yet they're giving us a whole bunch today.
Wow.
Loads.
Yeah, we are being overindulged, I think.
Sky One.
Yeah.
David Attenborough all day.
Wow.
All day Attenborough.
All David.
So all of you Attenborough fans out there.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
All of you.
Have you noticed how...
Treat.
It's odd because he's sort of... It's like watching someone very, very slowly getting up. Like in his early career, he was always lying down, like next to gorillas and things, or, you know, on beaches and that. And now he'll only do standing up stuff on TV.
Yeah,
it's
he
like
only
watching
does stand up.
A man just aging very, very quickly as he stands up or whatever.
See, if you had watched Friends, it might have improved that joke because...
Oh, my God.
I mean...
This is like the worst stand-up gig I've ever done in my life.
And I'm the heckler.
It's an absolute disaster.
It's just me heckling you in a room.
Yes, just tell me I'm worthless. Sounds good. So, what else? Anything else?
Yes, there is. There's Jamie's 15-minute meals in case you want to learn how to cook today, which, I mean... Everyone will because they're bored.
Mm.
Nanny McPhee.
Are you a fan of Jamie Oliver?
I love Jamie Oliver.
You do? That's interesting because a lot of people...
Well, actually, no, at the minute he's really annoyed me because I like sugary drinks and he just keeps ruining everything
he's
I love.
It down. He's
I loved Turkey Twizzlers. He shut them down. I love sugary drinks. He's shutting that down.
Wow. The guy's a monster.
It's a message to you, Jamie. Stop messing with my life.
Do you like the? Have you seen any of his 15-minute meal shows?
Yeah, they don't take 15 minutes though.
Well, it's 15 minutes if you've already chopped everything and taken it out of the packets and.
Not even if you've already chopped anything, you have to have like a super knife that costs like £100, and you've got to have a food processor, and you've got to have.
And it has to be a bit like Fruit Ninja. You have to slice the watermelon in midair
and doing stuff while people aren't looking.
I think that's harsh. I think he's very well. He's very well meaning, isn't he? He's very well meaning.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. Yeah. Just it's not going to take 15 minutes to do the stuff on the 15-minute thing. I swear that's been well documented.
Has that been well documented?
Yeah.
You can prove this, can you?
I can prove. I can Google it.
I don't want any, you know, I mean, do we need to dump, Kemi? Do we need to
dump? Is this libel?
It's completely libelous. It's slander. It's awful. Misrepresentation. It's awful. Awful what you've done. And what did you, Nanny McPhee?
Nanny McPhee.
I really liked that film when I saw it.
I've never seen it.
And then I thought, no, I don't like this film. Do you know what the story is? What the premise is?
Is it just a really ugly nanny?
She, basically, it's like an ugly Mary Poppins. She arrives and she's really ugly.
Yeah.
But then, sort of, I think what happens is as Cass has come in, are we in trouble?
No, I love Nanny McPhee. I wanted to join in.
Oh, interesting. All right. So tell us the basic premise of Nanny McPhee.
Well, you kind of explained it. She's a nanny, not like Mary Poppins. She's like horrid Mary Poppins, and these kids are a nightmare. Like you would just send them all off to an orphanage because they're a nightmare to look after. There's like 20 of them or something.
Yeah.
So Nanny McPhee turns up and she's all like warts and hair and
and teeth.
Yeah. And who's the dad? It's
Who's the daddy? I don't know.
No.
It's probably Colin Firth.
Yes.
Is it Colin Firth?
Yeah, I think it is.
I literally just thought, oh, who will it be?
Literally every time.
Yeah.
Can I ask you? Do you think I have puppy dog eyes? Do you think I am I like a teddy bear? Am I?
That was a good impression.
He's like the modern Hugh Grant, isn't he?
I had to interview him once.
No, I'm going to jump in there. Don't compare him to Hugh Grant. He's like
posh stammering bloke with
puppy dog eyes.
Hugh Grant. A little bit gauche when it comes to the romance.
Hugh Grant's like the bad boy, and Colin Firth's like the old.
He was
quite straight-laced.
He was blooming annoying when I had to interview him once, and I said, "Oh, can we play a game where I'll be a sort of character?" And he was like, "Oh, can we? Must we?" And sort of looked at his PR lady in the corner, and this kind of like, "Oh, so make it stop." And I literally just said that, and she came racing over. No, he's not. No, we're not doing that. No.
So oh, you like, ruined all of his films.
So then I was like, okay, tell me about... So I was
do you still love him now that you know that he was...
No,
really
but now he's a bad boy.
But not as bad as Hugh.
Fine. I just butt out of this whole conversation. So you like Nanny McPhee. So what happens? The kids are nightmares and she's ugly. Then she
stops them from being annoying, horrid little children that need to go off to an orphanage through implementing certain rules. Mm-hmm. And then the more that they become to love, the more that they love her, the less ugly she gets and the more pretty she gets.
Yeah, that's my problem with it.
Exactly.
Why couldn't she just be ugly the whole way through?
What's wrong with being ugly,
bro? What's wrong with being uggo? Like, they should have just kept her consistently warty.
Yeah.
That's just teaching people that are ugly, that ugliness if you're nice, you might reverse. Why couldn't she be nice and ugly?
I just thought it was a feel good story, and I watched it once when I was feeling a bit emotional, and I had a little weep at the end.
No, superficial.
That's the annoying thing. It does work, but it is. You might as well just go up to an ugly person in the street and go, "Why can't you be nicer?" Because that's the message. You know, if you're ugly inside.
Do you remember that social media trend where it's like the "Don't judge me" challenge, and people made themselves look ugly, and then they'd put their hand to the camera and then take it away, and then suddenly they'd be beautiful again. And it's like, "Oh, don't judge me because I could be beautiful." But it's like, yeah, but if you were ugly to begin with, you're saying I can still judge you.
I think that woman in Game of Thrones did that.
Superficial.
I'm literally just being stared down right now. We're enjoying a film that would normally go against everything that I'm about.
It's going to harm people's self-esteem.
My self-esteem has been harmed now.
Oh, no.
Do you know what? I feel like, Cass, I'll ask you this because you've done it more than anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the sort of feel to a John Holmes show generally? It feels very aggressive.
No, is it
very
me?
Very hostile. No. I think, you know.
No, he is quite aggressive.
Yeah. I feel like we should just hug it out for a bit.
Don't touch me.
Too far away as well.
Okay.
It's too hot.
Let's take a break.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We are talking about bank holiday banality, really, all the sort of dry, tedious jobs that you're doing instead of having fun. But it's still better than being in at work. Paul says, my cat threw up on the carpet this morning, so I was glad it gave me something to do. Yeah, it's nice that, isn't it? Jenny says, hi, I'm in the middle of painting my entire room. I liked the colour before. I just thought I'd make the best of being at home all day. Thanks very much. And Paul on Twitter, it's at Jake Yab or at Talk Radio, says, finally got around to dissolving those old corpses in lye that have been banging around under the floorboards. It's nice to do something productive with your day. Let us know what banal jobs you're up to today. 87222, start your text message with the word talk. Speaking of banal jobs, we're going to be doing some DIY quite soon now. I'm quite excited. Craft beer tasting and DIY. We're going to decamp from the studio. We're going to run downstairs to the basement where they've sort of unleashed ourselves on a wall. We're going to try and put a shelf up live. It's like Martin Roberts' show on a Saturday, but we're doing DIY live and unexpurgated. And not edited down for interest either, which is rather exciting. Now it's time for the Setters, right? It's time for our next episode of the Setters, which is it's Britain's second longest running radio soap opera. It's something that we do on Sunday mornings, and it's set in the entirely fictitious town of Chipping Norchester. And this is sort of an omnibus thing. I thought why not? So here we are. Here's last week's episode of the Setters.
Watch your bum nose.
Wills, you promised not to call me that after we were married.
Sorry, pups. So, hey, bum, Kate, what should we do today? Should we go shooting again?
Oh, Wills, you know how much I love shooting, as reported in People magazine, and how regularly and enthusiastically we both enjoy killing wild animals with guns.
Heck yes! Nothing feels so good as emptying your barrel into some hapless bird, sealing their fate forever.
Wills.
Present company excluded. Anyway, should we play Tekken or something?
Wills, don't you think you should maybe be doing a bit of, what's it called again?
Taramasalata.
No, work, Wills. Shouldn't you do some work?
Oh, hello, Princess Killingsworth of Buzzrovia.
What?
Such a buzzkill. Buzzkill, bum nose.
People are calling you work-shy Wills.
That's just banter.
Yeah, it's serious. It's pretty hard to justify all that, what's that stuff I used to use?
Granny.
No, it's got granny on it.
Money.
Yeah. Hard to justify all that money.
What about all those photos we had to do at the Taj Mahal?
Oh, they were just royal selfies.
One fizz.
Yeah, one fizz. Go on, go and get a proper job. Maybe on one of the farms in Chipping Norchester.
It's Talk Radio, and this is Paul Ross asking, has paint had its day? Dallas, you've got thoughts on that? Give us a call now, we'll get you talking. Also, very happy birthday to Her Majesty the Queen, who saw fit to give my brother an OBE, but seems to have forgotten that I'm also...
Philip, don't turn that off. He's the first person I can stand in the morning since my Terry got replaced by that Ginger Pratt.
Happy birthday, sexy!
Oh, Philip, put it away.
Come off it, love. Breakfast chorizo has been your birthday treat for years now. Want some brown sauce?
You needn't think I'm falling for that one twice. Let's just spoon for a minute. Philip.
Yes, sexy bum.
Do you ever worry about the future of the monarchy, I mean?
What? No, I mean, the British public will tease Marvin.
Don't call him
King
that.
Marvin, the hippie.
You undermine his confidence. You called him that in front of Barack Obama.
But they'll put up with him like they have everyone else. Anyway, Chuck's only a couple of Dutchy original fried free-range black bantam eggs away from a coronary.
Don't.
A coronariation. The irony. The Queen is dead. Long live the... Can you pass me an aspirin?
That's not funny. And anyway, it's Wills who needs to pull his finger out.
That makes two of us.
Ooh, I thought that was chorizo.
That's it. You're getting the hang of it.
Wow, so many chickens.
Yep. So then you pick one up, hang it upside down on the conveyor. Then, once we're inside, we just have to stun them, which may or may not work, cut their throats, and scald their feathers off.
Absolutely fantastic. It's just like pheasant or grouse shooting, only on a bigger scale.
That's right. We only do 800 birds an hour. The big factories in the UK can do 1 million birds a week.
Wow, that's a lot of eyes to watch the light going out of, isn't it?
Oh, yearn.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, that's really getting me going. Ooh, I think I can feel air number 3 coming along.
If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in the setters this week, why not give us a call on 0844 499 1000? And remember that the Queen and the Royal Family cannot answer back, so you're going to have to do it for them.
Hello from downstairs at Talk Radio. We've left the studio, we've escaped his clutches and come down into the basement of what some presenters refer to as Talk Radio Towers. Although I can exclusively reveal it's more like a damp porter cabin. But we're down in the basement because it's Bank Holiday Monday, and what could be more convivial on a Bank Holiday Monday than a spot of DIY and a little bit of a tasting of some craft beers, which I can already smell in here. Now, this is something that Martin Roberts does on Saturdays on Talk Radio. He does DIY on the radio, but we're doing it live and uncut, unlike this shelf, which we're hoping to put on the wall, with the help of Zeb Gimblett, who's come all the way up from Frome in Somerset. Hello, Zeb.
Hello there.
Hello. Thanks so much for coming. Very excited. We're going to show people how they can save a few pounds putting their own shelves up on the walls. Talk Radio have basically found a wall they'd like a shelf on, and we've got some craft beers to help the whole process go down a lot more easily. And so you've brought a few along for us to taste.
Yeah.
Do you want to? Shall we try one now to get the ball rolling?
Let's try one now.
I'll try this. I'll try this one. Oh, that smell. There's nothing like it on a...
That's very strong, that one.
Okay. It's got a lovely, rich, golden brown colour. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm rubbish at beers. Okay. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. That's, it is quite strong. It's sort of, quite bitter. I think people would probably say it was complex. Pushes glasses up nose. That's lovely. I really like that one. Well, what's that one?
That's extra. And it's Tennent's Extra. That's
Tennent's Extra.
West Country Craft Beer.
Okay. Okay, Tennent's Extra. Who knew? Who knew it was a... Well, it was very delicious nonetheless. We'll try some more craft beers. So, putting up a shelf, it might seem quite daunting for some people. And what's the first thing we have to do?
The first thing we've got to do is to get the piece of shelf. And that's what I brought along with my toolkit.
Right. We've got lots of tools here.
We'll measure up, right? That's okay. The first thing we're going to measure up. And there she goes. Okay. So that's, you're looking at 90.
90 centimetres. And is that, I mean, you've just pulled that out. Is that should be against the wall, presumably?
Yeah, you put that against the wall.
Okay.
And you mark it.
Okay.
Now you can mark it with the pencil there.
Right. And you've marked your mark. So should I mark 0, 90? Pencils there. Okay, all right. Okay, here we are.
There you go.
So And over here. It's a two-man job, isn't it, really? Okay, 90 sounds good. But
it's not astrophysics.
No. Shall we have some more beer?
I think that's a good idea. You okay, some, how are you going to try it?
Yeah, I'll try... this is a different one.
That's different.
Now, I don't know, but to me, it looks lighter, this one. That's lovely. Yeah, it's... it's sort of a subtler flavour. It's more... I want to say floral. You tell me whether I'm...
That's not a word we would use. Okay. Not in Froome.
Right. Stella Artois. Let's get marks. So we've made marks. Now, is that's not where the shelves... Is that where the brackets go? I'm guessing.
That's right. We've got a shelf and a wall and brackets. And that's where we're going to start with. Is we're going to... we're going to drill holes, aren't we?
We're going to drill holes. So we've got our brackets here, and they're going to go on the wall, and they're going to support the shelf, and that's going to work. Well, I should ask you, like, how are you a professional carpenter or a builder or
yes, I'm a professional carpenter or builder.
Okay.
And what you have to do is hold things very tight in the DIY world.
Okay.
So, do you get cramp?
Do I get cramp?
Cramp.
Not... I think I get it in my sleep, actually. But no, not... Why?
Well, because you... Cramp is the evil on this work.
Right.
You get a cramp, you drop the shelf, you drop the bracket.
Okay.
You drop the... screw.
Right. Well, I
back to the beginning.
Okay. Well, let's hope there's no crown.
We're working on this, so we've marked it up and drilled.
And is that level? Because you've got a massive spirit. It's the biggest spirit level I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so do we need to make sure our marks are level, or is this...
We could do.
Are they... Okay, well, let's have a look then. Now, let's...
That's the spirit enough, isn't it?
The spirit level is actually longer. It's not long enough.
You've got three dots.
For 90, so we could
have... You've got level, uphill, and downhill. And you want level, right? Let's shall we get ready?
Well, if you get the tape measure...
I'll get
and then
the measure.
Measure, but put it on our two marks that we've made.
Yes.
And then I'll check its level, because I don't want to get in trouble with our boss.
Yeah,
that's not quite level.
No.
See, I think we need...
Up a bit.
The one on the right needs to come up, doesn't it?
Is that
now it's level. So, can we... If I... Right, keep your hand where it is, and I'll make a new mark there. Okay, so we've measured, and it's level, our holes, and these are the holes for the brackets to put up the shelf. Live DIY on the radio. We will be back after this, where hopefully we'll actually be getting the shelf on the wall and perhaps trying some more craft beer. Zeb's tucking in already. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit, and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, Your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi, and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, the M6, the southbound side of the Thirlwall Viaduct, is currently blocked because of a lorry fire between Junction 21 at Woolston and 20 at the Lym Interchange. Southbound M1 in Derbyshire, queuing a lane out there because of a breakdown between 29 at Chesterfield and 28 at Alfreton. London-bound M3 in Surrey, it's slow because of an earlier accident between 3 at Bagshot and 2 for the M25. And the northbound M5 in Somerset, stop-start around Junction 26 at Wellington. I'm Dan Morris.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed. So here we are downstairs at Talk Radio. We're not in the studio. We're doing some DIY down in the basement of Talk Radio. I'm here with Zeb Gimlet, who's come all the way up from Froome, and is... we're tasting craft beer and we're doing DIY. Because... that's what you do on a bank holiday Monday, isn't it, really? We're putting up a shelf, and this is just like Martin Roberts on a Saturday afternoon on Talk Radio. He does DIY on the radio, but the difference is we're doing it live and direct. So what we've done, we've measured up our holes for the brackets for the shelf. We've screwed most of the holes. There's just one hole left to go now.
Last one.
And, well, take it away. Let's go for it.
Right.
God!
What you do that for?
Look at my foot!
What you done?
God! It's gone right through my foot. It's gone right through.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Some idiots play stinging nettle eating game. No word from winner.
That was the news in haikus. So here we are. We're back with telly. So we have ruined Nanny McPhee for me. What else? What else is on today that we can never watch again?
We set the record straight about Nanny McPhee. We didn't ruin it. It was already ruined by the terrible message it gives to children. But for the rest of the day, at 7:30 on Channel 4, we've got Posh Neighbours at War. Dun, dun, dun.
What's What's that?
So, like, don't you hate it when your neighbour, like, paints a Kensington house with red stripes?
Oh, I see.
Don't you really hate that?
Oh, I hate it so.
If I had a penny for every single time that happened.
If I had
in my Kensington mansion.
Yes.
It's really irritating.
Is it like those neighbours at war, or like neighbours from hell, but where like normal neighbours will like start throwing their dog's poo over the fence?
But they just throw like foie gras at each other,
or they paint something that the wrong shade of yellow.
Yeah, it's one of those. I can't imagine what hijinks are going to get up to, but it's been on many like must watch lists.
Has it really?
Must watch. So it must be good.
Posh neighbours.
Well, it's a Channel 4 documentary, so you know it's going to be funny and might
factual.
Be offensive to someone at some point.
Probably not the people that would likely watch it. In fact, it would probably just be offensive. People going, I can't believe they're complaining about having foie gras thrown at them.
Yeah,
I'd love that.
There's people who have real problems, like people whose neighbours are actually like genuinely crazy.
You have to get in. I had a crazy neighbour once.
Oh, what happened?
It was when I owned a house, and she hated me. Like it was this old couple.
Oh no!
And their grown up son. Who lived with them, who would play, and I'm not even lying, it was a terrace house, and he would play things like Britney Spears really loud at 2 a.m.
Oh, but everyone loves Britney.
But it was the same song over and over again. So we said to them, look, could you just ask him to turn it down? Because it's like 2 a.m, we've got to get up for work. And and his elderly parents just then hated us for the rest of the time. 5 years we were living there. And she used to do really passive-aggressive things. Like if we parked the car just outside her house and not outside ours because it was terrace parking, so you could never get parked anywhere. When she was sweeping her like front path and front step, she would sweep the sweepings at the car, and I would watch her do this.
That is neighbours at war. That's a real war.
It was crazy.
Channel 4 should be covering your life.
They wouldn't be able to televise most of it.
Or mine. Do you want to know what's happening? Like, people
yes.
say posh neighbours at war are having problems.
Yeah.
Okay, so I live in a shared flat, as does like 90% of this city. But I don't really know my flatmates, as most people don't. So I went to sleep alone. And then woke up and my male flatmate was in my bed next
no.
to me. I swear to
no.
God. It was the weirdest thing. It was so disturbing.
Why was he there?
I don't know. I don't know why he was there. It's not his room.
Like, no, it's not.
The thing is that like he had no shirt on. He'd taken his shirt off and he was like face down on my bed. And like, I woke up and then I was like, nobody was in my bed before. And then I was just like poking him, like, get out of my bed, you freak. And he was just like, oh, I don't know how I got in here.
Yeah, then Channel 4 should be following us.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's stripes on the front of your Kensington house and then there's a man in a bed.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yes. We have more things coming up on telly. MasterChef.
I've never watched that. I watched Dinner Dirt, but I don't watch MasterChef.
No, MasterChef's really good. So sometimes they do have like lots of tiny meals that like everyone wants more of, and nobody really eats those portions unless they're a mouse. But like sometimes they do a really good dessert, and then the bald guy, Greg, gets really excited. And I get excited when he's excited because you know it's good. Like he's a man that looks like he knows his dessert.
I'm sorry, I have to jump in here. The man knows nothing. Nothing.
Are you okay after what happened before?
Yeah, I'm fine. Greg Wallace knows nothing, in my opinion.
How would you get to that stage of your career and that size without knowing anything about dessert?
Shall I tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
He's a greengrocer. He was John Turode's greengrocer and muscled his way in to a TV career because John Turode had one because he actually does chefing.
Do you feel like you should have got the job? Is this why you're so angry?
I'm always available. Always available at very competitive rates.
We'll eat desserts for money.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, what you got for me there then? Oh, what are you doing there? Oh, what's that? Straws with balsamic vinegar? Oh, do me a favour.
Black pepper and strawberries. That isn't Only Fools and Horses. That isn't Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, you're eating Fools and Horses? What, gooseberry fools? No, he knows nothing. Pa farm a ham and melon? Huh, I don't think that'll work. He doesn't know anything about food.
What's your qualification?
Yeah.
None whatsoever other than gluttony. But I don't go on TV, you know.
No, you don't.
You're saying if I wanted the job, what
but
would my qualification be?
But you want to be on TV and you want his
don't
job.
Don't you? You want to be on TV, don't you?
I'm not that good in front of a camera, you know.
Are you not?
No. I might get better at it.
But it doesn't mean you don't want to be, right?
If someone would pay me to eat, then like 100% I'd do anything. I'd be in front of a camera, I'd go on the radio and I'd eat.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you see, you've hit up the wrong cover presenter. Mm. Because if you'd been here earlier, it would have been Penny Smith. And what you want to do is you want to muscle your way into Saturday breakfast because they get to eat every Saturday morning.
They eat.
And there's like a blanket ban on food and drink in this room, right? Blanket ban. I was stopped yesterday morning doing the Sunday breakfast show. I was stopped from eating grapes.
Well, they're dangerous.
They were like, you can't eat. You can't take them in the studio.
Did they
That's
have
what
seeds
I got from
Mark.
No, they were seedless. That posed no threat to the equipment. Anyway, you can't take the grapes in. Mm. Penny Smith, every Saturday morning. Oh, carpaccio of beef. Oh, let's try that. Oh, rice pudding. Yummy. Today, she brings in fig rolls.
Penny Smith.
Food in the studio. Why is she exempt? What kind of contract did she negotiate?
Well, she's probably just more responsible than you.
Yeah, probably. That's quite a good point, really.
Because you look messy.
I am messy.
I'm
unbelievably messy.
Around the equipment.
You can't trust me with anything.
You'll make everything sticky.
I can destroy a studio perfectly easily without having to involve food. But that's what I'm saying. If you're happy to eat food, and I'm not afraid, lock door. If you want to eat food, you know, sort of, and broadcast, Penny Smith's is the show that you want.
Not MasterChef.
MasterChef is just it feels very blokey to me. MasterChef. You know what I mean? It's all like chefy. Oh, look how clever I've been. When Greg Wallace says, that is a very, very clever apple crumble. You're like, it's not a clever apple crumble.
It is.
No, it isn't. It's just an apple crumble that's been done a bit fancy. If you said, that's a very fancy way of doing it, that would be fine. That is very clever. That is very... You put the apple on top of the crumble. That is very clever. So you're a greengrocer, for starters.
So you've got an issue with the adjectives. If they were to just say, that's a nice crumble, do you think that's going to
make... I'd be happier. It would be a little bit less pretentious.
That is a very nice crumble.
You know, like...
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Rhubarb stuffed pork tongue with jelly... I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, sometimes they do go a bit mad with the, like, mixing meats and fruits. But, you know, and they cook weird birds like pigeons.
Yeah. Well, we do weird recipes on Sunday morning. We do Fanny Craddock. We have to leave it there.
Aww.
Oh, well, thanks for coming. Kemi Alamoru, thanks very much indeed.
Spot How delighted.
Oh, thank goodness for that. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
It's Jake Yap sitting in for John Holmes, and well, it's an absolute pleasure to be here with you on your bank holiday Monday. Still wondering what banal things you're doing on a bank holiday Monday. It's always a bit of an anticlimax, I think, a bank holiday Monday. We've had some lovely texts. You can text us on 87222. Start your text message with the word talk. Brian says, it's only on bank holidays that I get the opportunity to check all of the clocks in my house are perfectly on time. Wow. It's what a lovely aspiration. That's a lovely idea. And Wendy says, I'm almost halfway through The Cure's entire discography. I don't even like The Cure. Well, it's... That's, well, there's got to be something better you can do with your time. We're going to be back with more horsing about after we catch up with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 3, a man has been shot and killed by armed police in Kent. He'd been linked to the murder of a pensioner in March, Nick Qureshi reports.
Officers shot the 36-year-old last night at a house in the village of Goudhurst in what they say was a pre-planned operation. He was wanted over the death of 73-year-old Roy Blackman in Biddenden on the 21st of March. He died from multiple injuries after burglars stole his safe. The Independent Police Complaints Commission's investigating last night's shooting and says tests are being carried out on a firearm found at the scene.
Two Labour councillors have been suspended for online comments in the growing anti-Semitism row. One suggested Israel was responsible for the Islamic State group. Another called for the country to be relocated to the US. A teenage girl has died from taking ecstasy on a night out in Manchester. Police are urging anyone who took what's known as a MasterCard pill to get urgent medical attention. Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams has publicly apologised for using a racist term in a tweet last night.
I used the N-word and I acknowledge that the N-word was inappropriate. I apologise for that.
The tweet was about the film Django Unchained. Mr Adams says he was comparing the fight against slavery in the US to the plight of Irish nationalists. Argos has issued an urgent recall of car child seats over safety concerns. Five products from the manufacturer Mamas and Papas are affected. In sport, it could be a pivotal day in the championship promotion race. Brighton are aiming to go top of the table in their penultimate game of the season. It's currently goalless against Derby in the first half. Burnley could seal an immediate return to the Premier League later if Brighton drop points and they beat QPR. And Leicester's Jamie Vardy's been named as the 2016 Footballer of the Year by the Football Writers Association. Leicester can be crowned champions tonight if challengers Tottenham fail to beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Williams.
Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. It's Jake Yap here sitting in for John Holmes. But don't worry, we've still got some exclusive John Holmes-based content, including broken homes and nursing homes coming up in the next hour. We've already talked to people who eat nettles and we've done some DIY. We had a great time. But really, let's try and make it feel like a John Holmesy kind of a show, shall we? Let's have a guitar-based rock music bed because that's what he's all about.
Likes groovy guitar music. He thinks it makes his show real cool. It's like aftershave poured directly into your ear. John Holmes is cool with guitar music, especially the ones that stop abruptly.
Yeah, perhaps too abruptly. It's time for us to say a very good afternoon to Zena Alpha, who's going to do our diversity review. This is something that John Holmes regularly does.
He does, yes.
With what he terms a diversity, which would be you today. But we're being diverse in that because there's almost nothing in the papers. We've given you all sorts of things to review, including the latest Peppa Pig magazine. But you wanted to start by talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah, I want. Well, you know, it's bank holiday, and guess what? No one really cares about the news, including me.
there you go.
But you know, I'm meant to be doing the diverse paper review today. But there is not really that much news. I mean, 4 hours ago,
yes,
there's been some stuff about Donald Trump saying that China was basically raping them of their trading policy.
Okay,
that's just another controversial thing from. from Trump.
I mean, Trumpy. The thing is, it's almost not controversial because, you know, he has at least been very consistent in being controversial. It'd be controversial if we just say, you know what, I think everyone's great.
But I just think he needs to calm down a little bit. I think if he really wants to win people, I think he's been winning people over for a while, but he needs to just relax and not get on the wrong side with every other country, because if he does become president, how is he going to have a good relationship with supposedly the biggest country?
But does this not all sort of feed into his whole kind of isolationist message? You know, he's all about, like, America first and stuff.
Building borders. But, I mean, yeah. if what's wrong with actually helping other countries and actually working together?
I agree. What was very interesting was that the minute we said that, I watched you building a border with your cardigan.
Yeah.
You were sort of like shutting it down. I'm not having this.
I mean, I just don't. I mean, I do quite like Trump. I think.
Do you?
I just think he's a very interesting character. I think he's very good at manipulating the public into kind of saying really out, very similar to Katie Hopkins in the sense that.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah, as the sense that I think that both of them will say very controversial things, but it's just to get a reaction, not necessarily. They may not necessarily really think it. It's just a bit like word vomit, basically.
Mm. Well, I should say, because you're going to be reviewing some children's magazines in a minute. My son's current favourite TV show, he's coming up for three. Is a show about dogs.
Okay.
It's this gang of dogs. It's called Paw Patrol. And it's got a really pumped soundtrack. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol. And, you know, I hear this like upwards of 80 times a day, this theme tune. And I was thinking, right, about, this isn't coming completely from nowhere, because I was thinking about Katie Hopkins.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Now, I've done this joke once before and it's died, but I'm convinced it's going to work this time, okay?
I laugh at everything.
So. Oh, do you? Really? Brilliant.
I'm laughing
now. You can stay for the whole of this hour. Katie Hopkins, okay, whose job is to goad and taunt people with little money, who she would probably term plebs or something like that, or paupers.
Paupers, yeah.
You could argue that Katie Hopkins is a troll of paupers. She's a pauper troll. Thank you very much.
Paw Patrol, I'm not laughing.
You're not laughing. Unbelievable. I laugh at everything. And then...
No.
God, this is like the worst show of my life.
No, I'm laughing a little bit.
First I get my feet drilled out and then people don't laugh at my... Unbelievable.
Oh.
What else is going on in the newspapers?
Okay, so Zena. We also have Labour. So Labour front benches may quit within weeks over anti-Semitism row. I think they're just trying to drag this out for as long as they can. It's the bank holiday weekend. We're just going to keep on talking about Ken.
Okay.
And we're going to keep on talking about Naz.
Yeah.
And then eventually we'll start talking about what's really important, the EU and the junior doctors.
Well, to quote you from 1 minute ago, I'm not laughing. So... Yes, thank you for pulling out the anti-Semitism round. It's just a thing for top radio lols. Yes, that's a big story about which I have almost nothing to say. Although I had a really interesting interview yesterday on the Breakfast Show. We talked to a guy called Sam Chris from Vice magazine.
Oh, I love a bit of Vice. Yeah,
you like a bit of Vice. It was really interesting. His viewpoint. I won't go into it now, but it's worth listening again. You can go to the website. It's talkradio.co.uk, and you can listen again to yesterday's show. It was about 8:45. He was saying that really it's the right wing that are anti-Semitic. But I'm just going to tease it like that and let you go and find it for yourself. Talkradio.co.uk. It's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably right in that sense. And I think they're having a field day, the right side of politics, because it's kind of deterring away from all the things that they're meant to be focusing on. So,
well, 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was the Tory party that was tearing itself apart. And I can't even remember why now.
It's Ian like Duncan a rubbish Smith, soap maybe? Opera.
Oh, something. There's always something, isn't there?
Yeah, and it's just petty politics.
Yeah.
But they're just using this as an example, I think, to try and, you know, they're trying to find ways to defeat Corbyn, allegedly. And so...
there we go. Let's press on. Yeah. What, have you got any funny stories about a guy who got stuck in a tree and it was hilarious?
No,
or anything?
It's pretty bleak. I mean, I don't really want to talk about people taking pills in... in Manchester because someone passed away, so that doesn't seem that great.
Nope.
We've got children age six in schools who are now going on strike. I mean, that is how far it's gone. Children age six are going on strike.
We've got a haiku for that. Can we pull up our haiku? It was a nice little haiku that Rudd wrote.
Okay.
Are you ready? Let's hear our haiku for that one. Here it goes. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No.
Wait. Yes!
British children strike because of difficult tests. Adult life beckons.
See, Rudd went with his punchline there. My punchline was check placard spelling. That was mine, but
okay,
they were both great.
No. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm still not laughing.
One. Oh my God. Oh no, my God.
I'm laughing now. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great.
I've got some stuff about Ryan Giggs.
Okay.
So his wife is divorcing him, which is a bit of old news. But his wife, Stacey Giggs, is divorcing him after almost 20 years.
Wow.
But he's cheated on her. He cheated on her a few years ago with a girl called Imogen Thomas. Mm-hmm. And he tried to get a super injunction about it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But, you know, we found out anyway. It's like the celebrity couple who we still can't name, but everyone else knows about them, which is on Twitter.
Yeah. You're making me so nervous. It's incredible. What? The adrenaline coursing. It's just the very mention of an injunction. I was once given a gagging order, but only in a fruity way. Well, what... So she's divorcing him.
Yeah, she's divorcing him because apparently he flirted with a waitress. Oh. And this is after he cheated on her with Imogen Thomas and also got with his brother's wife.
Wow.
So...
That's ramping it up, isn't it?
I think that's... she's gone a 360 there.
Mm.
Bit of casual flirting compared to getting with his...
There's always going to be a straw that breaks the camel's back, though, isn't there? There's always going to be the fun. That is it.
That's the line. I'm out.
Okay, my brother's fine, but no, that is it.
That is literally it.
Yes.
I mean, there's some stuff about Leicester, obviously, because...
Oh, because this is the football, isn't it?
Yeah, the football.
I don't know anything
about the football. The football, yes.
What's going on with the football?
Well, if Leicester win... not if... Leicester actually had a 1-1 draw with Manchester United yesterday. But if Tottenham lose against... I don't even know.
Just listen to TalkSport. If you really care about that, listen to TalkSport. They know what they're talking about. Isn't it Tottenham and Man U?
Or something? I don't even know. Tottenham and Chelsea. There we go. Tottenham and Chelsea.
Come on, you teals. I don't know. It's time for us to... You stay with us, Zena. We'll be looking at our more diverse papers. Peppa Pig magazine. Brilliant. I'm sure this is going to work. It's definitely going to work. There's nothing... Let's face it. There is nothing going on in the news anyway. So, but we thought we try and keep the spirit of John Holmes alive in this show. So it's time for us to do a little spot called Holiday Homes.
John Holmes is not here today. He's having some fun on a well-earned holiday. But to top up your Stockholm syndromes, it's time to play Holiday Homes.
So earlier on, we played Holmes Under the Hammer in a rather literal way. And so now, as you might expect, it's time for a feature called Broken Homes. So John was subjected to quite a violent assault from Martin Roberts, who does Home Rule on Saturdays at 11 a.m. And it's a lovely show. There's very, very little violence in it. So we played Holmes Under the Hammer earlier and it was pretty gruesome. And now little John Holmes. John is broken, aren't you, John? And you, yeah, poor little broken boy. Yeah. Are you sorry? Yeah. Yeah, very sorry. Yeah, he's sorry. Yeah. Yeah. That's wonderful. It sounds like he's been eating stinging nettles. So we have a broken Holmes, although we still need to check that he's a broken Holmes. John, how do you feel about guitar-based generic rock music beds? Now, think very carefully, John. Stakes are very high here. Are they good, John, or are they bad?
Good, bad. I don't know. Ow, yeah, ow, 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 ow,
yeah,
ow.
Don't stop. Turn it tighter. Make it much tighter. It's for his own good. He has to be taught. He'll be back tomorrow from 1 o'clock, providing he survives. We'll be back with our diversity paper review after this.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Your TV's the best day. Your TV's the best day. So open your door. Open your door.
At Asda, you can get a 50-inch Polaroid smart LED TV for just £249. But be warned, it might leave you with a full house this summer. Asda. Save money, live better.
Selected store subject to availability.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Stationary traffic in Cheshire on the southbound M6 at the Thirlwall Viaduct. Still lanes blocked there because of a lorry fire that's affected you between 21 at Woolston and Junction 20 at the Lym interchange. Southbound M1 in Derbyshire is slow moving. There's a lane blocked there because of a breakdown between 29 at Chesterfield and 28 at Alfreton. Northbound M1 in Leicestershire, a lane shut because of an accident causing delays around 23 at Loughborough. And the Londonbound M3 in Surrey is queuing because of an earlier accident between 3 at Bagshot and 2 for the M25. I'm Dan Morris.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Literally nothing is happening today. It's Bank Holiday Monday and nothing is happening at all. So we're wondering, what sort of nothing jobs are you doing? 87222, start your text message with the word talk, or you can get in touch via Twitter. It's at Jake Yap, sitting in for John Holmes, friends, or at Talk Radio. And we've got Amanda says, I am currently on top of the Scrabble leaderboard in my flat. I also place at second, third and all the way through to 10th. Oh, poor Amanda. That's not so bad. Could be worse. Still better than working. That's the point. It's still better than working. And Liam says, out of sheer boredom, I think I've discovered a way to transcend reality and discover the inner machinations of the workings of the universe. But then I got distracted by Bargain Hunt and I forgot. Well, there you go. It's good to have a hobby. We're talking about the papers, but there's nothing in the papers. So we decided we'd do a very diversity paper review on this special Bank Holiday Monday and review. What titles do we have here, Zina?
So we have Peppa Pig.
Mm.
Yeah, Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig money box as well.
Peppa Pig money box. Now, yeah. There was a story in the Telegraph, was there not, about how parents are raiding
their kids'
money boxes.
They are.
There you go. Well, there you go. That's something new to ransack for every parent buying that.
I kind of feel sorry for the kids. Oh, they'll be spent, like, putting all their money in their piggy banks each month. I don't know.
I don't feel sorry for them. 100 years ago, they were up the chimneys, didn't they? And I was grateful for it.
True.
Yeah, it's quite a nice... Because it's all about the free toys now. It's all free toys. I sort of, you know...
In my day, you didn't have anything. Just, you buy a copy of Penthouse, Wizard Chips, and that was that.
I used to like Wizard and Chips. That was my favourite comic when I was a kid. But that's all gone. You see, it's all gone. Whoopee magazines, gone. Topper. The Beano is sort of just hanging in there, isn't it? Is it online only now? I can't remember. Is that the Dandy?
You look like you're looking at me like I should know these things.
You should know these
I don't have any clue.
What did you read when you were a kid? Okay.
Books.
Xena, what did you read?
Yeah, I read books, but then Archie Comics.
Yeah,
they're American. So I'd go and visit my relatives in America, and then they'd have these comics of Archie and friends.
Amazing.
And it was quite, yeah, it's quite good.
So Peppa Pig magazine obviously looks chock full of fun. CBeebies magazine.
Yep, CBeebies and Save the Best Till Last, Disney Princesses. Disney Princesses. Oh. Really excited to read this one.
And they've all got gifts on the front as well.
Yeah, I have to say my little boy is obsessed with princesses. He's coming up for three. And he's always talking about princesses, which is, you know, I'm happy about it.
He might like some of the gifts that we've got here.
Honestly, I think he'd probably love them. He's got his favourite shoes are his dancing shoes, which are, they're sparkly silver. I would wear them, I've got to tell you. And every Saturday we go to Disco Ducks. And Disco Duck, it's like this puppet. And everyone,
like Ed the Duck.
And everyone dances. Like Ed the Duck, but much bigger and sort of more pregnant looking. It's just sort of bulbous. And everybody dances about and you get flashing things to wear and hoops to play with. He goes crazy for it.
Do they have treasure hunts and stuff as well? Well, not really.
No, it's just all about the boogie, really.
Blaming on the boogie.
Yeah, he will love that. And what do you get on the front of CBeebies magazine?
Okay, so CBeebies is a bit strange. I'm trying to work out what it is. I think it's like a scanner. So it's a... They've got a fake. Should we just open them now?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you
okay,
one.
Okay, it's a shopping scanner.
I'm
this is hilarious.
One,
this shows
and
you.
I'm going to open one.
This shows you the people who work on CBeebies magazine, middle class or not. Those are those things you get in Waitrose.
Yeah,
Scan your shopping and pay as you go. Kind of those handheld things that
no one
uses.
I can't open it. No. I'm trying to. Open it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, let's look. Let's see what's in there.
That's amazing. Well, Peppa Pig leads.
Oh.
Peppa Pig leads with the headline, Grampy Rabbit in Space. I don't know if any of the others have covered that.
What rabbit?
Grampy Rabbit.
Oh.
Who is quite
a... This is amazing. Oh, I might keep this.
It's not like a little credit
card. It's like, yeah, a mini credit card.
Oh, my God.
So you can scan it.
Fiscal responsibility, that is.
Oh, look at that. They've given us a purse.
There's a purse from the princess's thing. There's fiscal responsibility.
There's
on
some
the
broccoli.
And a money box.
Some broccoli. Some amazing strawberries, some bananas. Good. That's really good for health-wise.
Those are all my
But then
favorite.
They have spaghettis, beans and peas.
In little cans.
Now, the thing is, you see, I feel like for you two, because you are very young...
You don't know how old I am.
Well, you seem very youthful. How old are you?
I guess.
12. So, you seem very young.
Never ask a woman how old she is.
And I feel like this is probably a foreign world to you to a certain extent. Well, Cass, because you weren't allowed comics because of the cult that you belong to. But
yes, the book cult.
Yeah, weird. CBeebies, if you haven't watched CBeebies, it's like it's this whole kind of ecosystem that you find yourself in if you've got kids.
Oh, it goes and through.
You're just playing with this. Unbelievable. You are literally just playing with the toys. I'm trying to do some weak observational comedy about children's television, and you're literally playing. You put the princess ring on your finger. And
yeah, oh my God.
This show is a joke. This show is a joke, mate. It's a joke. Unbelievable.
Sorry, carry on.
Serious now.
I'm trying to talk to you about Justin, who's on the cover of CBeebies magazine, and he's
Dustin.
Justin. Oh my God,
Dustin Hoffman.
That's Justin.
Oh, that's Justin. Yeah,
Justin is a big hitter.
Is he that clown man?
He's a big player.
I think he's from Reading.
I'm not going to dispute that. He may well be from
there
Reading.
As well.
But he
is that Mark Lamar.
Mark Lamar. That's Mr. Maker. Hello, kids. It's Mr. Maker time. I'm just one bad headline away from doing a mobile disco in Colchester.
Love it.
I feel with all of them, there's this sort of precarious... It's a very precarious existence, right, being on CBeebies. We were just talking about Ryan Giggs. Like, he's got away with quite a lot of bad behaviour over the years. But you've got to be so squeaky clean if you're on CBeebies, right? Because you're basically raising a generation because, let's face it, parents aren't bothering to anymore. You just plonk them down in front of that. You are responsible for raising a generation. You cannot put a single foot wrong. And, yeah, I just feel like there's this fear in their eyes of, like, just one misstep, one unfortunate moment, and it's over. Like, it is over. So, Justin, yeah, right, there
just
he
look
is.
Look at that smile.
Exactly. Can you see the fear in it? There's fear in his eyes, in Justin's face.
Right, wait.
He's this big hitter. He's all over CBeebies. He's got so many different shows. He's got Something Special, Justin's House, Giggle Biz. Like, the guy's on it, like, three
Sorry,
or four
what,
times
say
a day.
Giggle Bits?
Giggle Biz.
Okay, Giggle Bits.
Not Giggle Bits. That's, well, this is my theory, right? Is that his Giggle Bits.
Like, you're saying it wrong now.
I know this is all in my head, right? This is all in my head. But when I look at him, I just wonder, like, there's so much pain in his eyes. Did he did he go to one of those, like, really extreme clubs in Vauxhall? This is what I'm wondering. I feel like...
What, like Fight Club?
Maybe not. You know, the
or
sort
like
of...
a club club.
Well, yeah. Like in Vauxhall where, you know...
Like a rave type
like
thing.
A very strong, perhaps, nightclub where people practice things that are very, very strong and not really for discussion on a family show. There he is with some smelly socks. He's having a great time in the magazine. I feel like maybe he saw a man die in very extreme circumstances, you know?
You can just see it on his face.
Exactly.
It's all in the
and
eyes.
And every time I see him on TV, I feel like... And he's doing Mr. Tumble. And I feel like his eyes are saying, I saw a man die. I couldn't do anything about it. Because he can't go and tell the police and stuff that he was there as a witness, because if he's called as a witness, he'll be all over the papers and his career's over.
This is obviously hot. All conjecture.
This,
and
absolutely,
made
I know as I
completely
say,
made
as I've
up.
Already said, this is all in my head. But I feel like he saw a man die and he couldn't tell anyone, and you can see the pain in his eyes.
And he's entertaining children.
And
I saw a man die.
And he makes stickers as well.
And now there are stickers.
They're filled with loads of good, interesting things.
Yeah,
so
it's incredible. Have you seen In the Night Garden?
No.
Oh,
no,
man, that's harsh. That's harsh.
Oh,
that's
what
a hard
happens
show to watch.
In the Night Garden?
You've got Iggle Piggle, who everyone says looks Iggle like Piggle. David Cameron. Yeah, and you've got
I'd like to see this.
And you've got Upsy Daisy, who's got an erectile...
Upsy Daisy.
She's got an erectile hair problem. Like, if she's excited, her hair
Upsy
just
Daisy.
Goes boing upwards. And they're sort of friends, and they go around, and there's this little thing called Macapaca, who's just... He's just...
who is writing this nonsense?
Can I...
They must.
Can
I... Are you drawing... Are you?
I'm writing a word down. I'm asking, right, can okay. I say this word out loud? He is basically...
John has said worse.
He's basically a bosom. Like, he's just a huge walking bosom.
I was
with
thinking
it. You watch
of something else.
You look at him from behind... And like, it's all designed by educational psychologists. It's supposed to be warm and comforting
to
kids. Yeah.
How do you know that?
That's disturbing.
Because I've got nothing else to do but look at these things. I had no employment before talk radio started. I was kept in a cellar. So, like, he walks around and it's heartbreaking because he goes to bed. This little guy, he's so cute. All he does is he goes round. Yeah, the bosom boy, right? He goes round on this little tricycle thing and he washes people's faces. And then he goes home on his own. And he's smaller than the others. He's obviously a child. He goes every night. He parks up his tricycle and his sponge and his soap. And he goes into a cave. And he goes and pulls the blanket up over himself. He tucks himself in alone in a cave. And cuddles for company a teddy bear. No, not a teddy bear. His only company is a rock.
Oh.
That's all he has for company is a rock.
But he's a sponge, isn't he?
He's a bosom.
Oh.
This sounds a little bit like it's all made up and partly your childhood.
No, that's a good point. But,
when I was a kid, yeah, I only had a rock for company.
We were so poor. No, it's
under the cave.
The first few times you, because you'll get drawn into this. If you ever have kids, you will get drawn into this world. And the first few times you watch In the Night Garden, and you blub uncontrollably because you haven't had enough sleep, and hormonally you're all over the shop because you just had a kid, and you're like, this is beautiful. This is so beautiful. By month nine, you're done with it. You're like, I don't care about Macapaga. I don't care. Leave him for dead. I don't care about Iggle Piggle. I don't just go to hell, all of you. Can't stand it anymore. It's like torture. But there are good shows. Abney and Teal's really good.
I was looking after my little nephews.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd frequently do this, actually.
Yes.
And I sometimes watch their shows. And I found myself, one of the songs is, it's called the bath song. So it's like, do you wash your hair? I'm not going to bother singing.
I love that you did the gestures there.
And I've been playing it over and over again. And then I found myself, I'm in a club, I'm raving away. And then all I can hear in my head is, do you wash your hair?
Like, brilliant.
No, this is so bad. And the kids are getting to me.
Were you in the club and doing the action?
Yeah,
did you start washing your hair and your feet?
Yeah, that's the best way to
attract
people.
They're quite good moves.
Scrub my feet. It's teaching you about cleanliness, though, so I suppose it's a good one.
Yeah, it's true.
And there's another one. Mommy finger, mommy finger.
Oh, no, we can't talk about that. there are lots of songs. And the nursery rhymes all change. It's really weird when you have a kid. You just realise they're kind of... It's a new world that you're forced to enter. You don't have any choice about it.
Well, it seems quite fun. I mean, we've got Charlie and Lola here that are teaching us about planting plants.
There's this guy. I'm nearly finished, right? There's this guy called. we'll move on to grown-up stuff. There's this guy called Andrew McCrory Shand, and he does music. He wrote the original music for Teletubbies and stuff. So, like, way back, we're talking 20 years ago. He did the Teletubbies music, and he still composes. He still composes. There it is. Composes music for TV shows, like all the incidental music. And so you think, right, this guy's got to be on top of his game, right? This guy's been top of the tree for 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to be good at what he does. He's useless. I can't stand it. I cannot stand the man's music. Other shows, they do really, like, beautiful music. Like, there are top people. Banks and Wag make amazing music for a show called Zingzillas. I'm so sorry that I'm losing everyone who's listening. But this guy, every music cue for every TV show that he writes the music for, it's like, oh, what should we do? Someone's walking along carrying loads of stuff. Maybe a twirly woo's got a big pile of plates. I know what I'll do. I'll go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, now they've fallen down. I'll go on the piano. And now they're climbing some stairs. Dum bing bong bing bong bing bong bing bong bing.
Aren't those like old Disney films?
But it's like the worst, laziest, cheapest, nastiest version you could get. It sucks.
Tom and Jerry are like that as well.
Yeah, but that was beautiful music written by Carl Stalling. He wrote amazing music. So complex. Like, people, like musicologists have said, this is some of the most complex music ever written. Mm. Whereas this guy's just shown up. He could have a fag on in one hand and just be going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's so lazy and he's making a fortune out of the PRS. I'm sorry, I will stop now. Normal programming will be resumed as soon as possible. Cass is looking at me like, I don't know why I bothered coming in today. What I will say is that Barney has tweeted us and very sweetly said, Jake Yap's show on Talk Radio is shambolically hilarious.
Oh, thanks.
Infinitely better than the hateful tripe on LBC.
Oh, did you really say
it? It really did. And it said, good take.
Our first tweet, guys.
Good take of Greg Wallace.
Thanks.
So that's really nice, isn't it?
Thanks, Barney.
Yeah, only half an hour to Yasmin Khan, fans.
Is he going to start singing, I love... No, we can't do any more of those songs.
No.
I wash my hair. How's the washing hair
Can
song?
You wash your hair?
Brilliant, let's take a break. Shall we? Yeah, let's take a break. Yeah, okay.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
That, I'm afraid, was the bank holiday that was. The weather was frightful, the station was delightful, and we're back Tuesday with news, current affairs, and your comments. I can't wait.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much to Xena Alpha for coming in and reviewing not only the papers, but also the children's magazines. And thanks, as I was just saying, for handing over all this awesome swag, all these toys, the toy broccoli for my little boy. And let me just count. Are the rings still here or did they?
The rings are still.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you very much indeed, Xena. I appreciate that. And thank you. Thank you very much. I've had a lovely day. Memories I'll cherish forever. I've got to tell you, I'm sort of a bit nervous about doing the handover.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
At the clock, thinking,
fine,
where is she,
when will this end? No, please. Because they're funny things, handovers, you know, because the person who's incoming is still, they're basically probably still prepping their show,
panicking
if they're anything like it. Yeah, so they're sort of a bit distracted, and the person outgoing is sort of spent, pretty much spent. I know I am. And it's just a bit of a weird moment. And I was in the office last Thursday, and I was just doing some prep for this show, which, unbelievably, I did do a lot of.
Yes, I don't think I saw you, but I came out looking for Sam Delaney. I remember this.
Yes.
I remember this clearly because I ran out there. There was nobody there.
Yeah.
Which never normally happens. He's normally sat there.
Right.
In a hat.
Okay. So Sam wasn't there.
He wasn't. No.
So you said, can you just come in and be Sam Delaney and talk about his show?
Well, I just said, you were like, well, what's going on? And I said, oh my God, I've lost Sam. And he went, well, I'll just come in then. And I was like, all right, you can be Sam.
Yeah. So, that's what we did, and I thought it was perhaps worth hearing what happened.
Fine, all right, so Sam's not here then. Do we know what's coming up in his show? I mean, I imagine he's going to be talking.
I went round to where the people sit, where they normally are, and to go.
Is he late for his own show?
Well, no, I saw him earlier.
Oh, right.
So I don't know where he's gone. So I don't know what's in their show, because they're not there to come and tell me what they're doing.
Right, fine.
So there may not even be a show.
Oh, right, well, I don't mind.
Who's this?
Oh, Sam's come in. Sam, hi, Sam, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not too bad, mate.
Yeah, good.
I'm all right.
Good. Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, where were you? What have you been doing?
Oh, yeah, I was in the toilet, actually, mate. Not too well. Don't know if I'm going to make it to 7 o'clock tonight.
Right. Is there any way we can help you with some sort of system of hose pipes or...
Well, I've put in a catheter by myself.
Yes.
And,
I can see that. I can see that you have, actually.
Yeah, I think the thing is, I put it in my eye.
Yeah.
Which was a mistake.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. If that reverses, that's not nice. I mean, you're going to get eyeball fluid in your bowel.
Tell me about it, mate. We got a 3-hour puffin special tonight. That'll be good. And I'm going to, we're going to put the webcams on. I'm going to strip. And I'm also going to donate 125. I can't maintain this. I can't maintain
what,
this impression.
That was good.
It was good.
Was it all right?
Yeah, that was two fairly good Sam Delaney impressions in a row.
Like he was here. Jake Yap off of the Breakfast Weekend Sunday has joined us. Yeah. Jake Yap.
But I don't know what. I just came in for a meeting. But as far as maybe I'm hosting the show, I don't know.
You might be now.
I went to grab Sam and couldn't find one, so just grabbed a presenter.
Fine.
To do Sam's handover.
Yeah, and it worked quite well. Well, Jack, you're sitting in for us on Bank Holiday Monday.
Yes, I am. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm quite nervous.
Why?
Because your show is like it's very good.
No, you're literally the first person that's ever said
it. It's a very deep, you know. You've got features. You've got tons of features in that. I'm like, I don't know. I can't nick your features.
Just do what you do on a Sunday.
Well, I'm thinking of doing like John Holmes Master.
Perfect.
I don't know. Well, a bit weird. We're doing a 3-hour puffing special, mate. It's going to be really great.
But good.
It's not bad, is that?
Yeah, that's good.
Is that the first time you've done a Sam Delaney out loud?
Of course. When do you ever get asked? I'll do your Sam Delaney. Oh, yes. All the society parties. Do your Sam. There it is.
Oh,
let's have Sam Delaney off now.
What's this? Did you do a Sam Delaney?
He did you. He did it very well.
Let me hear it.
That's okay. Right.
Okay.
I'm honoured.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Right, coming up in the show today.
A bit Australian and a million times more Cockney.
Get off it, Cobber! You've got to be joking! No, I was thinking like we do a 3-hour special. What do you think?
Yeah, okay, let's do this. Let's do Delaney and Delaney. I think that's the show people are waiting for.
I am Sam.
I tell you what, you don't sound like me, but you're funnier, so I think you could be, a win double here.
I'm just more needy.
Yeah, I am more needy. I thought he took it very well, didn't he?
Well, he did, like, to our faces. On air, live. But...
Oh, was he absolutely steamy after that?
I don't know, I ran away.
It's one of the...
Ran away.
He's much bigger than me, that's the thing. He could totally have me in a fight.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah, are you kidding? He's tall, he's a big guy.
Yeah, height doesn't always mean that you're more... Because you're...
All right, so are you saying... You're all right, I know what I am.
No, I was just going to say, you're built more like a rugby player, so you could like...
Oh, bless you.
And you've got a lower centre of gravity, so
that's
you could
for sure.
easily knock him over.
So... Out of a fight, John Holmes or Sam Delaney, who would win?
See, I don't know, because I imagine John would be quite quick. Like,
yeah, he's nimble.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very nimble.
You know, by the time, because Sam Delaney's sort of like a Great Dane. Mm. So there's big, long, strong limbs, but they're slow moving.
Yeah.
So by the time he's swung, I would imagine John Holmes would have ducked underneath, run through his
because
legs.
Because John is going to have trained for a long time to get through crowds and things. Much like me. Like similar to me at a festival. At a festival, I'm like, gone. Because I can, like, nip in and duck around people.
Okay.
And I imagine that John would would probably be quite quick.
He's wiry.
Yeah.
He's wiry. I don't fancy my chances against him.
No.
I thought I'd play a thing. This is from a couple of weeks ago from The Breakfast Show, because obviously it's not John Holmes. It's Jake Yap here, and I normally do the Sunday Breakfast Show. I thought I'd play a thing based on that news story. Do you remember that Bono, he wanted to send comedians over to play to ISIS?
Because laughter will bring us
all
together.
It's the best medicine.
Yes.
Apart from penicillin. Penicillin is probably the single greatest medicine that's ever been. But yeah, laughter's good too. And he thought, you know, ISIS, if they could just learn to laugh again, maybe they'd stop being quite so killy in that. So I did this.
This week I flew over to Syria since Amy Schumer and other comedians declined to take up Bono's kind offer to get them to go and do jokes at ISIS terrorists. Sort of like that website Funny or Die, only not very funny and a high chance of dying. Hello?
Jake Yap?
Jake Yap.
That's what I said. It's Bono here. I'm a big fan of your comedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love the news quiz. You want to come and do a gig for ISIS?
Wow, I'm flattered.
Don't be a twerp. Your surname starts with a Y. You are at the bottom of the list. If you turn me down, it's just going to be me and Benjamin Zephaniah.
A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And at this time, we do welcome you on board this Hazard Air flight to smouldering pile of rubble airport, formerly Damascus International. We do ask at this time that you do pay attention to the following safety information, which we do present to you now at this time. Please do ensure that your tray tables are stowed in the upright position at this time, that your seatbelt is securely fastened, and that you have made peace with your God, whomsoever he, she, it, or indeed they may be at this time. The cabin crew will be passing through the cabin at this time to hear any futile entreatments for mercy you may wish to make, but please do be advised that by picking up the phone when Bono rang, you did enter a legally binding contract. Lastly, at this time, we do remind you that flight attendants are not normal people, wearing makeup generally reserved for people from the 80s and ice skaters, and we do use the phrase at this time, and the word do more often than other people do at this time. We do thank you at this time, and goodbye forever. Do thank you at this time.
Excuse me, sorry.
What?
Sorry, I requested the vegan meal.
Can't you just pick the meat out or something?
It's a sausage.
Now, I'll see what I can do. Anyway, is this your stop? Jackie, open the hatch for C-27A, please.
No!
Ladies and gentlemen, okay, just gentlemen, fighters for freedom, justice and the fundamentalist way, please welcome a man who told me he died on stage last night, but tonight it could be for real, Jake Japp! Hey guys, how you all doing?
Hello, everyone!
Cool. Hi, what's your name and what do you do for a living?
My name's Mohammed and I behead people for a living, is it?
Jesus Christ.
What's that?
I said, hello, Akbar. Okay, time to do some so-called ISIS observational comedy. You wait 4 hours for one pickup truck to come along and then three come along. Old guns, eh? Old guns! What's the deal with... Don't get me started! You know, I mean, you wait long enough to get your mobile phone upgraded. You know, but when are they going to bring out the AK-48? Yeah. Wait, I've got a character who by day tries to establish a so-called Islamist caliphate and by night writes potboiler murder novels like the Maltese Falcon. He's called Daeshiel Hammett.
Mr. Jack.
What? Yeah, no, yes, well...
This way, please.
Okay, wait, well, sorry. What's that you're putting up my...
The next thing I know, I'm being extraordinarily rendered, gagged, bound, and...
A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and at this time, we do welcome you on board the CIA flight to Blacksite International Airport in the country of Never You Mind Where. We do ask at this time that you do pay attention to the following safety information, which we do present to you now at this time. For your comfort and safety, we will be passing through the cabin to administer your enema. If you have any special dietary conditions, please let the gentleman in dark glasses know by whimpering, sniffing, and grunting with pleading eyes. Please do ensure at this time that you can remember whether or not you saw Mark in the car park, as it is a question that will be put to you a substantial number of times at this time. Our in-flight entertainment today will be a presentation of These Boots Were Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra on an endless loop, and we do thank you for your cooperation at this time, albeit non-consensual.
Fortunately, the talk radio lawyers are really good. Well, they have to be. Look at how some people on this network shoot their mouths off! And I was free in time for Sunday breakfast. Sorry, hang on. Sorry, hello.
Hi there, Jack Jump. It's Bono again. Listen, I've got this great idea for how to clear the favelas in time for the Olympics.
Oh, here we go again.
Across the country.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like 20% off your next service. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of my van.
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Stationary traffic on the southbound M6 in Cheshire. The Thirlwall Viaduct has two lanes blocked. It's because of a lorry fire between junction 20 at Woolston and 20 at the Lym interchange. The northbound M6 in Staffordshire, two lanes shut there because of emergency repairs between 15 at Stoke and Keele services that might cause you a delay. And the northbound M1 in Leicestershire is slow moving. There's a lane block because of an accident around junction 23 at Loughborough. Lane 1 of 3 there is blocked. I'm Dan Morris.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Jay Yap,
Talk Radio's official supply teacher.
We'll get you talking.
Can I have everyone please come? Now you, what's your name? Nicki Minaj. Right, how'd you spell that?
Talk Radio.
It is Jay Yap in for John Holmes. Normal service will be resumed tomorrow from 1 o'clock. Yasmin Khan is up next. And, well, we've got one last little bit of John Holmes for you because we've been playing Holiday Holmes since 1 o'clock. We had Holmes Under the Hammer, which was pretty gruesome. We had Broken Holmes, as you might imagine. And it's time now for us to play Nursing Homes.
John Holmes is not here today. He's having some fun on a well-earned holiday. But to top up your Stockholm syndromes, it's time to play Holiday Homes.
So he's been on, well, I think we've all been on quite a journey since 1 o'clock. And it's time now for John Holmes's special reward. You've been a very good boy, haven't you, John? Haven't you, John? John, you've been a good boy. That's my good boy. He's crouched motionless in the corner, snapped into the fetal position, but he'll be okay. Have you been a good boy, John?
I love you, Daddy Jake.
Well, Daddy Jake loves you too.
I love you, Mama Cass.
And Mama Cass loves you, don't you, Mama Cass? Yeah, of course you do. Okay, well, it's time now, and I know that Mama Cass has been looking forward to this the whole show. It's time. Don't take the headphones off. Leave them on, Cass. It's time for Nursing Homes.
Another one.
That's lovely. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Daddy?
Yeah.
Wipe.
Okay, in a minute, darling. That was nice. Cass looks very ill. I thought that was a lot of... what's wrong with that, you know?
That's the most horrible thing I've ever heard.
Do that in restaurants. we're racing up towards the top of the hour. The thing with John Holmes is, right...
Sorry.
He's really He's really talented. Like, he's very, very funny. He's very witty. And I don't want to in any way imply that he's here for any reason other than that brilliance. But I'm developing this theory, right? Which is, it's about how good you smell. Like, celebrities, generally, the more famous and successful they get, the better they smell.
Really?
Yeah. Like, case in point, right? On Friday night, I did a cover shift for the Brothers Gould. Okay, and I'm embarrassed to say, and this is true, on the way in I had to buy some odor eaters because I realized that I was wearing some very old shoes and they smelled bad. And I was sitting there with my penknife in the studio cutting out odor eaters to put them in, because I thought, oh god, I'm going to sit in here for 3 hours. It's horrendous. I can't do that. It's an awful thing to do, because then Ian Lee will come in and he'll be like, oh, come on. So a little self-consciously, I'm sitting there and Ian Lee comes in for his handover. And he comes in and he smells good, man. Have you smelled Ian Lee?
No, I haven't. No, I'm often gone.
He smells
by the time he arrives.
Good. I mean, really good. I don't know what it is. Like, it's some expensive aftershave. He smells good. Like, he comes in and he radiates this sort of warm, masculine thing. It's like sort of sandalwoody. It's strong, you know, and it's good. He smells really good. And my theory is that he's that successful partly because he smells so good. John Holmes, mm-hmm. equally successful, but I haven't really had a chance to sniff him up close. Cass, what's he smell like?
I have no idea. I don't smell him.
Come on, that's a diplomatic opt-out. I could smell Ian Lee from the other side of the desk.
Well, just
right?
Because he douses himself in good smell. I don't smell any of them. I don't get close enough.
What you don't know what John Holmes smells of? I'm just saying. He must smell good because he's really successful.
Well, he doesn't smell bad because I would notice that, like right. A horrible pit smell. Because I'm armpit height to most people.
Okay.
So summer is the worst time of year for me.
I see.
And I do normally notice when people smell pretty bad. Like,
yeah.
TalkSport,
yeah.
Because they're all running around.
Yeah.
Sporty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stink. Horrible.
Really? You can smell them?
You can taste it in the air.
You can taste it. What does it taste of?
It tastes of horrid.
Not off cider. That's what you told me the other day.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I say off cider?
Yeah, it smells like off cider. That's what you said. Oh, were you talking about offside? I don't know. Anyway, I'll tell you who smelled the best.
Yep.
Out of anyone.
Better than Ian Lee.
Better than Ian Lee. And, you know, I couldn't fault it. George Lamb.
Really?
Smells amazing.
Like what?
Just the smell of yes. He smells incredible. So I used to work somewhere and he would come in. And he'd come in and he'd just be like, man, that smell, it's so good.
Have you ever tried to smell good?
No, but that's why my career's still on the blocks. You see, this is my theory, is I need to smell better.
You need to smell successful.
I need to smell...
What do you smell like now?
You tell... Come and smell. Have a smell. Take a good lungful. Okay. What's it smell of?
You don't actually smell of anything.
Exactly. It's neutral.
It's not even washing powder, like no softener or anything.
I smell like nitrogen.
You've definitely not put on any, like, you know, the aftershave or the... Well, you haven't shaved, obviously. Look at the state of you. But no, like, man deodorant.
No, I haven't. I'm wearing deodorant. But it's probably it's probably reached that moment of total cancel out.
You have been sweating quite a lot.
I haven't, because it's been freezing in here. Oh, my God.
It's warm now, though.
I need to smell better. This is my theory.
Do you think there's a specific smell? Is it like the more expensive the aftershave?
But I don't even know where to start. Like, you're not taught this at school. You should be taught how to smell nice.
It's just links at school, isn't it? Or other brands are available.
Or yeah. But like, what is the world of aftershaves? I don't know. There was one kid at school who used to wear aftershave. His name was Robert, and he would always insist on kissing the teacher at the end of the day and stuff. He was odd. See, it's odd.
That's the sort of thing.
You've
that
got to have the right smell in the right context.
And kids at school shouldn't smell good.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't, though. They should smell of trainers and maybe some sort of deodorant. But yeah, I This is my theory.
Have you smelled any of the celebrities? Because I very rarely get near a celebrity.
I imagine that Tim Wannacott off of Bargain Hunt smells like the floor of your school staff room circa 1980. Like old coffee and fags. That, to me, I reckon that's what he smells of.
Just by looking at him?
Yes, just a thing. But do you not think he's got that sort of hello kind of breath?
That's I just do me. Now.
That's just a theory.
What are the celebrities must smell nice?
I don't know. I haven't smelled many other celebrities. What celebrities have you smelled?
I've not really been near any celebrities.
You need to smell more celebrities. And I need you to report back. I need your help.
You send me off to a celebrity and I will do my best to smell them.
All right, we'll line one up.
We could make a thing of it.
Line one up for... No, this is never happening again. So, have we got time? We can squeeze in our news haikus, right? We've got a couple, have we not?
Yes, we do, yeah.
Well, let's have a news haikus.
Woman sues Starbucks for too much ice in drinks. Cold shoulder, maybe?
Beautiful. Thanks to Rudd for putting those together. Now, we're nearly out of here. John Holmes is back tomorrow from 1, but up next... It's Sam Delaney. No, it's not Sam Delaney. It's Yasmin Khan.
It's Yasmin.
Yasmin.
Leave it out. Apples and pears.
Yeah, you doing treacle?
All right.
Yeah. Good.
How's it been, by the way?
It's been odd.
It's Bank Holiday Monday.
It's just a sort of strange feeling of, I don't know.
Oddness.
It just doesn't fit. Has it felt weird for you, Kaz?
Yeah, pretty much.
It has been a bit odd, hasn't it? Yeah. I can't put my finger on why. Like, we did everything we set out to do.
It's just how it is sometimes.
Oh, it's just how it is sometimes.
Odd is good. We embrace the odd.
But proper broadcasting is about to be resumed, is it not, Yasmin?
Ish. So tell us. With a professional.
Tell us what you're going to be doing professionally.
Steady. Don't big me up too much. Let's raise the expectations. Okay, there is something a little bit somber that we're going to be talking about, which is what are called DNR orders or do not resuscitate orders. So according to new research, thousands of people in England who have had do not resuscitate orders imposed on them have had that without the family's knowledge, which is obviously quite distressing. We're going to be talking about this. It's something I've got a bit of a personal connection to because I lost my dad last year, and there was a huge discussion around the DNR and, you know, what my mum had decided for my dad and that kind of thing. And actually, it is pretty confusing. You think it's something that you should know about and the doctor should explain really clearly, but they didn't in our case. So if anyone does want to talk about it, we'd love you to share your story as well.
It must be quite a shocking story, I think, for a lot of people who just had no awareness that this was happening.
Yeah, and you know, I'll go into it in more detail, but in our case, we were told, well, you can go away and make a decision. And we agonised about it for hours, only to come back and be told, oh, it's actually not your decision, it's a clinical decision. And all of that whilst you've got, you know, your loved one sort of lying in front of you and what is potentially their last days or hours. So a tough story for the afternoon. But we will also be talking about lots of fun things as well, not to put people off, including my dreams. We're going to do a bit of dream analysis, because when is that ever bad on a bank holiday? Come on.
It's definitely the way to go. Trust me. I wish I'd thought of that. We look forward to it after the news. Yasmin Khan, thanks a lot. You know, I learned something today. I learned that what makes a man isn't the clothes he wears or the company he keeps or the ceaseless use of guitar-based music beds he talks over in his show or what he smells of. No, what makes a man is what he carries in his heart. And today I learned about John Holmes, my lion heart. And this man... Ladies and gentlemen, this man who gives his all for you every weekday afternoon from one, this giant among men. Come on, we're past that now, Cass. I've learned that he's got big old boots to fill. John, I salute you and I thank you for sharing this little space with me. My thanks to Cass and Rudd and Marta behind the glass. You guys have been awesome. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.